Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
I made it, bitches!
Ah! One lucky son of a bitch. Hey, motherfucking 100 Radio, man. We back in the building. Episode motherfucking 28. A motherfucking hour late. But nigga, I'm here. Appreciate you turning into the motherfucking show. I'm your motherfucking host, Blizzum. My motherfucking co-host, P-Rate, is on Color Folks time again. So therefore... kill his motherfucking ass. But the backup plan, I got my motherfucking homeboy off the label, big motherfucking swollen in the motherfucking building, chilling, you know what I'm saying? What's happening, homie?
What's going on now? Swollen in the building, man.
Alright. Over here smoking a fucking blunt, trying to get me unfocused. Trying to get me unfucking focused. But I'm here. Hold on. I think that's P. Reg. Sorry, y'all. I gotta take this call. To let P. Reg in. Because he's fucking late. Okay, now I can put the phone on vibrate. Okay. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the motherfucking show. We starting an hour later than normal. You understand what I'm saying? Sorry about that, folks. But we are here. Episode 28. Are you still down? You dig? And we'll get into that to the motherfucking minute. It's also Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. You understand what I'm saying? The show that you can call in and vent about. Let people know, you know what I'm saying, what kind of bullshit happened over the weekend. You know, off these couple of days that we was off the air. You know, we Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. normally, but we started a little bit late. Now, I technically should have a lot of fucking people on the line tonight, but I don't know because, man, my damn, let me go ahead and mash who I want to mash real quick. Yeah! Mash the motherfucking Mondays. I'm going to go ahead and get into this motherfucking shit ASAP, man. You understand what I'm saying? The motherfuckers I want to mash is motherfucking Delta motherfucking Airlines. You understand what I'm saying? These motherfuckers have had me sitting in the motherfucking airport, nigga, for 12 hours trying to get the fuck back home. 12 fucking hours. Damn it, man. 12 hours? You ain't hear me. 12 hours. To get on my flight. That's how many times it was delayed. I was supposed to be on the plane at 9 this morning. I got on the plane at fucking 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Then I had a long flight. By the time I got home, I was supposed to be at home about 2 o'clock. I just got home at fucking 8:30. Barely had time to come do the show. Thanks a fucking lot, Delta fucking Airlines. Yeah! You motherfuckers. But I can't stop for getting here in one piece. Thanks to everybody who prayed over me and made sure I got home on time. You dig? Sorry to everybody who got the wrong time for the show and shit. It's not my fault. Well, no, it's not my fault. Fuck that. It ain't my fault. It's fucking Delta's fault. Yeah! Hopefully everybody got the memo about the show being pushed back. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't even fucking know how this show is going to turn out, man. I don't know. Hopefully my faithful listeners was really checking for me and realized that the show got pushed back an hour. You understand what I'm saying? Some of them probably did and some of them probably fucking didn't. I don't know, man. We'll see how this motherfucking shit turned out tonight. P-Reg is fucking late. As fucking usual. P-fucking-Reg!
Yeah, nigga, back in the motherfucking building.
Double tap, Tim.
So good.
How the fuck... you make it to this motherfucking late, and I was in the fucking Minnesota and I got here on time.
Hey,
damn it!
Hey! Give a nigga for slurping burp action, man. You know, I'm a little lazy.
Damn it, man!
Mess your motherfucking money, man. Get your mouth open.
I've already mashed Delta fucking Airlines today. You motherfuckers. Yeah. Fucked up my day. I'm mashing fucking Facebook for fucking up my event time. Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with Facebook? Or was it Blog Talk? Fucking them two.
Yeah.
Every fucking body's getting on my fucking nerves today. I had a fucked up day. I had a good weekend. I just had a fucked up day.
This nigga here, all white, nigga, looking like he's been trying to be crushed, looking out, cussing like a motherfucker.
Man.
Push up, shut up, call me up, man. Let's get
it. Damn it. All right, man. We finna get into the motherfucking proceeding this evening. You gonna get the other pair of headphones, Swole?
Yeah.
Hey, the motherfucking booth. Swole passed me the blunt. I needed, you know, normally I don't smoke during the show, y'all. I normally just drink so I can stay focused.
Hey, this is
one of those motherfucking days where I'm just gonna have to motherfucker. Y'all got to go there. Excuse me. You understand what I'm saying? Pardon me.
Hey.
Excuse me. But it's one of those motherfucking days.
Hey, one thing about it, y'all know motherfucking Big Swole, man. He ain't nothing but motherfucking cushion motherfucking perp over here, nigga. I'm trying to tell you. Believe this shit, man.
Oh, bad. Yeah. Hey, the spot. Okay.
It's the Rock.
We ready. Oh, yeah, we on
Cush
the Rock.
Cush perp, that's the Rock, nigga. On Master Motherfucking Monday.
On Master Motherfucking Monday. That's how we starting out the motherfucking show.
Hey, only thing we missing out. Chill.
You understand what I'm saying? All right, man. Let's go ahead and get to it. K100 motherfucking radio. Of course, I'm fucking like running it all into the intro and everything, just talking about my motherfucking day. It's Mash Motherfucking Monday. I appreciate everybody coming in and tuning in late with me. You understand what I'm saying? Hopefully, the show is extra crunk in the second hour because a lot of people who've been complaining about the fucking show not starting on time, this is the perfect opportunity for them to catch the show even fucking later. So hopefully, you know what I'm saying, everybody realize we were up on the air and everything, they go ahead and call in.
Yeah, put your fingers in your pussy, bitch.
Right, K100 is a subsidiary of Chainless Motherfucking Entertainment. You understand what I'm saying? We do music around this bitch, so therefore, we must show love to the underground and the other artists.
Indies?
With that being said, if you know anybody that's doing music around here, let them know what's up. Tell them to send us their music to K100radio@gmail.com. You feel me? We'll spin them. We'll give them a little bit of interview time. Let the people know what they're about. You understand? As long as the music is hot. You understand what I'm saying? We only got motherfucking one rule on this show. P-Rex, please tell them the rule. I'm so fucking tired of saying it. Pay attention, bitches.
Hey, man, there's one rule on K100, man, a.k.a. Ben Frank, is keep it motherfucking real.
That's it.
Do not call up here trying to be politically
correct.
Correct.
Right. Or act like some you not.
Yeah. Or trying to be a gangster, you're not.
Whatever. We've been through this 1,000 times, and we feel the need to keep doing it because we are a new show.
Episode 28, nigga.
Yeah. That's it. Oh, yeah, by the way, if you come up with that fake shit, we're killing you on the air. All right? Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We're going to go ahead and get into the motherfucking show. Episode 28. Drum roll, please. Oh, yeah. I didn't have a chance to load the fucking drum roll.
Hey.
Damn it.
Guess what?
Back to the horn.
First off,
I meant to load the drum roll up, but that would have been my cue right there.
Hey, first off, callers, listeners, if you on the telephone, if you listen to us on the internet, after Blizz read y'all what we talking about today, I want to hear from all the ladies that have been through this situation. I really want to hear from y'all because I'm ready to tongue wrestle today because I, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna prove you to be a liar. Please believe that.
Uh oh. You gonna prove him to be a liar?
Hey, boy, I'm gonna prove him to be a liar. Cause I don't think it's one out there. After he reads the topic, I'm gonna tell y'all why I say that. Let's go, bro.
Alright, episode 28. Are you still down?
Down?
Are you really down? Are you still down? You feel what I'm saying? That's the name of the motherfucking show tonight. And basically, what we're talking about is when your man or your chick.
No,
it happens, dog. It happens when your man or your dude, your chick.
Two out of 10 times,
it's
your chick.
Yeah. 1 out of 10 times.
One out of a million. Nigga.
I know some gangsta ass bras though. So
yeah. I do too, but let's go. Keep going.
If they get locked up, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Should you? First of all, the first question is: if your man or whatever get locked up, will you stay down? You understand what I'm saying? Will you like tough out with them when you ride the bitch. Now, we ain't talking about the nigga going like 90 days for probation. We talking about 3 years or better.
Oh, shit, I got something for you.
You feel what I'm saying? We talking about 3 years or better now, all right?
Three or better, I can tell you right now.
Right.
Judge sends a nigga to 3 years to judge your broken relationship up, nigga. Hey, it's over for your punk ass.
For some, I know people who tough it out.
Man,
do you really
feel like they tough it out, or you know they tough it out?
Well,
hold on.
I'm going to give you my rendition of toughing it out
because
my rendition of toughing it out don't necessarily mean the bitch can't get no dick.
Oh, that's what it is.
You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, did she stay down?
Did she stay down? You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, you can stay down, but goddamn, she killed the pussy. That's what you're saying?
Shit, nigga. If you gone for motherfucking 7 motherfucking years, nigga. Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, but I'm gonna tell my shawty anyway. Soon the judge like 3 years. When you walk out that door, you might as well go on and get you some dick.
Hey, that's the best way to do it.
I'm trying to tell you. I'll let you run my time up.
One thing about
it. Give my push-ups all and my sit-ups all, bitch.
Hey, one thing about it, though. That's the time go by real motherfucking easy.
Yeah, yes, sir. Because you already know. Get them up now.
All right. So that's basically one part of the question. The first part of the question is, would you even try to tough it out? If they caught like 5 years in prison, you know what I'm saying? Would you try? Another part of the question is, do you think it's okay to sleep with somebody else while they locked up? You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, you got me. What you got?
You know what I mean? I mean, me personally.
You wouldn't want to, but...
You won't want them to do it.
Hey, when that pussy started jumping like a frog down there.
Everybody
right.
Human, when that itch,
everybody human, man. I'm not...
That itch,
first of all...
That itch, nigga.
It's a lot of shit that depend on even the first part of the question about, is she going to ride with you?
Itch?
A whole bunch of that shit depend on... How what y'all relationship was like before you caught that bitch?
Right.
What you did? Hold on. What you did to get that bitch?
Yeah.
You feel me? What did you do, nigga, to get that bitch?
Well, I
mean, nigga, you got goddamn, you know, caught on some molestation or some crazy ass motherfucking bullshit. Hell no, nah, bitch ain't supposed to stay with your motherfucking ass. Or,
yeah,
you know,
nah.
You got caught with an underage bitch or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Anything like that. Bitches all free to be like, nigga, you done. You know what I'm saying? But you know, let me tell you something, ladies. About this motherfucking show. This is where me and the ladies gonna motherfucking collide. This is where I'm gonna end up mashing me a couple of these motherfucking bras when
why?
They get to this phone.
Tell me why.
I'm gonna tell you right motherfucking now.
Tell me.
If your ass is goddamn, this is for dope boy cases, okay?
And this
is what a lot of niggas in prison for.
Oh,
dope.
Hey, now you singing like the dope boys.
This is a dope boy case.
That's right, though.
Because most of my niggas in jail for dope. Put it that way.
Dope boy show. Let's go.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's go, dope boy.
If your motherfucking ass not there spending that motherfucking money with that nigga, pay a motherfucking attention. If your motherfucking black ass not there riding on the motherfucking phones with that nigga, taking the motherfucking trips to Vegas with that motherfucking nigga, buying the motherfucking outfits at Lenox every motherfucking other goddamn week, bitch. Every other day, whatever the fuck, with that nigga. You understand what I'm saying? Tossing up that motherfucking money like it wasn't nothing with that nigga. Bitch, if that nigga get locked up and you can't at least ride with that nigga off a little 3-year bid, I ain't saying don't fuck another nigga. You might get your fuck on, but if you can't got there, make sure that nigga money tight on the books. You understand what I'm saying? If you can't make sure that nigga get that nigga got something in mail call every motherfucking goddamn other day, bitch. Kill your trick ass self, ho. Straight the fuck up. You understand what I'm saying? You chose that life. You want to be with a motherfucking dope boy. That's the goddamn flip side to it. Don't sit out there and spend all the motherfucking nigga money when he motherfucking up and balling, bitch, and abandon the motherfucking G when that motherfucking nigga go down. Punk ass bitch. That's for you, ho. You know who you are. That's you. If you did that.
Hey, I ain't even got to call them bitches out.
That's
really,
you.
Really, I ain't even got to call them bitches out.
That's you.
One time with my partner Otto in the Fed, man. Keep your head up, partner.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Listen, man, we talking some real shit over here because I wouldn't even get into what inspired me to make this motherfucking goddamn particular show. You know what I'm saying? But it was some crazy shit that went down with one of my homeboys. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, man, look, man. I mean, at the end of the day, I kind of feel what this old lady going through, my nigga. You got long numbers. I mean, life don't goddamn stop for no motherfucking body. Goddamn, one monkey don't stop no show. Time don't stand still. So I can understand the motherfucker kind of sort of moving on. But even still, you know, you can goddamn move on and you can move the fuck on. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, moving the fuck on means, nigga, you don't even goddamn take this nigga calls no more. You know what I'm saying? You don't even send a nigga goddamn $20 a month around that bitch.
Nigga don't feel no calls.
You feel what I'm saying? No, nothing. Now, I understand you goddamn done went on ahead and moved on to another motherfucking man and shit. And nigga been doing a long time. Hell, I know. I'm going to tell you. Let me be Ben motherfucking Frank Cliff. My motherfucking girl catch motherfucking time, I'm mashing some bitches. Let me tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because I don't motherfucking rip all that shit. If my motherfucking girl did that shit either, if I got a long motherfucking mind, now if I can't do, if I got a year, bitch, you can goddamn,
yeah,
you can throw that motherfucker up for a year, bitch. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying?
Can't
if you can't throw that motherfucker up for a year, I'm with the motherfucking wrong bitch right now. I'm with the wrong motherfucker. You can't throw it up for a year.
I don't know. It might be why y'all been fucking, man. You might be able to turn over to something else. You know what I'm saying? Well, she can't control that pussy. She might got to have some of
that
changes dick, nigga.
Fuck that.
You know what I'm saying?
Fuck that. Fuck
okay.
That.
I feel
just saying. I'm just saying, man.
If my girl gets locked up.
If your girl get locked up,
hey,
what? How long would you wait for your girl? She get. Let's just say your girl just—I mean, you know, just, women don't go to prison halfway as much as men do. Let's say your girl do some old crazy shit, like she was already on probation, and then she had a punk ass motherfucker that violated it because she got into it with a hoe at the club or some shit. Or she just violated. She has the probation for some little bullshit, and then she violated, it and then she just got a fucking year. Do you think that you could tough that year out with her? She got a year now, 1 year. Now, of course, for the purposes of this show, we talking about if they get long time. But we talking about for niggas. Would the average nigga really wait and hold his old lady down and won't even fuck with no other bitches for a year? What are you really doing?
Hey, I'm going to tell you something right now. If P-Ray, a.k.a. Mr. Serpent Burkman, talking to y'all right now, you really got to be that one for me to do that. But anybody that know me, that fuck with me, that done been out with me, any ladies know. And it's gonna be hard as a motherfucker for me to goddamn tone that shit down. I fight bitches on a weekly basis. Oh, goddamn, are you? You gonna leave me out here with the shots?
You want her to leave, but you want her to stay down with you for the year, though, right?
Do I want her to stay down with me for a year?
Huh?
You know the type of nigga I am, man, really. You know, I ain't even finna be pressing her ass if I'm going for a year. Because a year can change a lot of things, man. Nigga don't even understand that. No, I'm saying? A year can change a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
That's all I'm saying, nigga. You can go to motherfucking, you can go got there over to Iraq and come back and be a whole motherfucking television person for 1 year, nigga, and come back.
I mean,
just to shit your eyes, that thing.
Listen, man. The point is, for the purpose of this motherfucking show, we asking motherfuckers: A, would you stay down with your motherfucking man if you really loved him? Would you consider it cheating if they got like 5 years in prison and you fucked another nigga on year two?
Nigga, five years. It don't matter when you
on the post. I said on the post. I said long.
Okay,
time.
Okay, hold on. 5 years. If you got 5 years and the bitch left out that courtroom and went and fucked another nigga, it don't motherfucking matter. Whether you fucked the day you got that 5 years.
You right about that.
Goddamn, when you getting out that last day for the motherfucking.
You right about
years.
You
You know what I'm saying, nigga? That's right.
Now where's that motherfucker, your wife?
It don't fucking matter.
Oh, not even if it's your wife?
It don't matter. Nigga, you know she gonna be tapping somebody. Somebody. Y'all niggas sit up here.
You gotta worry about because you don't let them know all the real.
That's right.
Look at man. I got the little time.
And I'm gonna tell you like I always tell you. On the show.
Right.
I'm gonna tell you like I always tell you on the show. And I tell y'all every time we get to this topic, I'm gonna give y'all niggas some game. First off, nigga, I ain't talking about if you been staying next door to the bitch, you been seeing her since fourth grade. You done went with her since middle school or high school and you done married her. Nigga, I'm talking about a bitch you done got with that you know, nigga, she already got a baby daddy or you know you went the first nigga to fuck her. So, nigga, hold on. I'm going to go ahead and put it to you like this. The good dick sucker you been getting, she lay your fuck in front of all the shit she doing with you, nigga. She just didn't learn overnight, nigga. She done tried it out with another nigga. So, whether you there or you not there, nigga, that shit ain't going to stop. Please believe that. That's just my perception. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I know goddamn if I'm with my old lady and you know what I'm saying, we break up, nigga, you think I know she gonna stop taking dick? Stop letting a nigga fuck her. She gonna stop riding dick even if I'm in jail? Fuck no.
See, the purpose of the motherfucking show is to see just how motherfuckers gauge loyalty. You feel what I'm saying?
Bitches lie.
I know first. Listen, man, I know a whole bunch of these motherfucking females gonna call up here and say, yeah, I stay down with my man, you know.
And Ben had a nigga on the side for baby.
Ben was already hoes. We ain't talking about them. I ain't even gonna get into it with these niggas. Cause these niggas ain't gonna make it. The niggas ain't gonna make it. But
hey,
I wait. Now, fellas, if you calling in, I wanna know if you been through that. You
hold
know
on,
what I'm saying?
I
wanna know
truth.
if y'all, hold on, with all the fellas on the line, cause this is one of them lopsided conversations where it's kinda like mostly go one way for the females,
right.
And most times it's gonna be the nigga that got locked up. Let's just be 100.
Okay,
so
I'm gonna
say
something about niggas.
What about
them? What's so funny?
What? And then just to put it out there, because y'all nigga know this shit got down. Them nigga girl go out of town for 1 week, they gonna get some motherfucking pussy, nigga. So you know they ain't gonna wait
right.
a motherfucking year. What's wrong with you?
I know
they
that.
For a week.
Right.
That bitch trying to get that dick, nigga. She gonna get it. She gonna get it, nigga.
I already know niggas ain't gonna make
okay.
it. I'm not even giving us the benefit of the motherfucker.
Hey, hey, fellas, don't be scared to engage in this conversation, man. You call up here with your aliens will make you one up, man. Disguise your voice if you think you're God listening, man.
I mean, we
just keeping this shit K100.
I just want to know if she have, would she do it? You feel what I'm saying? That's all. Would you stay down for your man if he got a long motherfucking time? And do you feel like if you fuck somebody else, you still stay down? All right, this is how it is with me. If I catch 5 motherfucking years, if I'm with a motherfucking chick and we in a relationship, I want her to stay down with me as far as sending the nigga some goddamn mail, sending the nigga some goddamn, you know, some money,
some money
every now and again. Not fucking another nigga for 5 years is not even, I'm a rational nigga.
Yeah.
I got a scientific mind. I ain't gonna, even if you tell me you ain't fucking nobody else, I'm not gonna believe you.
Right.
Don't even, we ain't gonna talk about that. I ain't gonna talk about it in the conversation on the phone, dog. I'm talking about what else going on, but all that, what you been doing,
yeah.
Fuck nigga, kill your motherfucker.
Call
the controller bitch behind bars. Hey, Carla, what y'all, hold on. Listen to Carla, would y'all listen to what he just said? He just broke the shit down, plain and simple, the stay down what we talking about. Tell him again, please. Just listen,
man.
I'm talking about stay motherfucking down. This is what I consider staying down. But the point of the show is, I am asking you, would you fuck somebody else while your man locked up? Have you? Would you do it? Do you feel like that's cheating? Because this nigga is locked the fuck up. He can't take care of your motherfucking sexual needs. He can't do it.
He put you in that bind.
That's right. So right, therefore, you get
right.
That's right. But my part of goddamn being, are you still down from a nigga like me is, I'm not expecting a woman to go 5 years without getting no dick. I'm expecting you to goddamn send me the motherfucking letters, the motherfucking flicks. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that motherfucking money. You know what I'm saying? Make sure nigga
make sure
don't
you
leave.
Straight.
Make sure I'm straight. That's really staying down. Niggas, for some reason, think that a bitch supposed to really just wait and not fuck another nigga for 5 years.
You're
that's
stupid!
Like all you motherfucking niggas that think that shit. You some dumb motherfucker.
Hey, if you my old lady, you have my permission.
You some dumb motherfucker.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Please.
Hey,
that's going to make it easier for you to deal with me when I call.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you ain't stressed the fuck up and picked the fuck up and horny.
Like
so when I call
lie.
You, like, man, I need $40 on
yeah,
the goddamn shit.
Right.
You know, that nigga running out of watch pot and soap. None of
yeah.
those goddamn news in this bitch.
Zoom, the well.
Yeah, you ain't goddamn stressed the fuck out because you ain't had no dick to have
hey,
on.
Hey, baby, if you really keep
fuck
it real, you can tell a nigga, look, my nigga locked up, but, you know what I'm saying, come on over here and jump up and down on me. But
right.
when he called, got there, I got to make sure he's straight.
Right.
No, I'm saying I take that, man. I fuck with you the long way, bitch. If you're doing that,
you know what I'm saying. So my whole point is, man. You know, I just want to know. I guess from all the callers, 347-934-0966. I ain't even say the number today. You know I'm off today. 347-934-0966. If you're on the line, hit the number 1 for me. You feel what I'm saying? And let us know. We want to know, are you still down? Would you goddamn stay down for your man if he get locked up? You understand what I'm saying? And do a long time? I mean, would you fuck somebody else if that was your husband? Y'all married. He got locked up. Do you feel like they give you the right to go ahead and fuck somebody else because this nigga locked up? He can't perform what his duties, his services for you?
What you feel, man?
He can't handle
it. Married after boy.
I'm just saying. Me personally, if I caught, and we talking about a long time here. We talking about 1 year. You should be able to
talking
die,
about three and better.
Even though we know niggas ain't going to wait the year, please don't call up here talking that shit. We know niggas ain't going to make it the fucking year. But we would like to think that y'all motherfucking females are goddamn
niggas
built a little
be
better. Borderline
90-day probation. What the fuck?
You know what I'm saying? Even though we know motherfucking women be hoes too, you know what I'm saying? The whole point is, we would like to think that y'all a little better at that kind of shit than us. You know
he
giving
y'all the benefit of the doubt.
I'm giving the ladies the benefit of the doubt on that particular point. But do you feel like if you do fuck somebody else because your man got loan numbers, is it really cheating? Because really, he can't goddamn perform that need. And let's be frank, sex is a need, not a want. You feel what I'm saying? You need fucking, your sexual health is definitely important. You understand what I'm saying?
But I'm saying
so if you got 5 years, you can't handle that.
You got to really have a great relationship for you to go to jail 5 years and come out and start over and be with that same bitch.
You really gotta have that relationship.
Right.
Because if not, nigga, after probably 2.5, 3, she gonna already be stressing.
Right.
Like, oh fuck, this nigga got 5 years. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now I got an incident with my partner, man. I ain't even gonna call the nigga name, but the nigga went to jail. You know what I'm saying? He did about 4.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But he get out and come home. The nigga girl who supposed to stay down with him don't got pregnant and had a baby by his best friend.
See, that's that scandalous.
See what I'm saying? That shit right there.
That's outrageous. But you know what? Go holler at my homeboy. She was scandalous enough to do that. Because she could have fucked anybody in the world. She had to fuck his friend.
Go holler at my homeboy and get this money for me. Go do this and go do that, my homeboy. I tell anybody, you keep putting your motherfucking girl around that same nigga. If you really don't trust that nigga like that, nigga, it's your fault. Because you made it happen. You brought it on yourself. You ain't got enough niggas to say, go. If you keep running your girl to that one nigga.
That's who had his motherfucking work while he was locked up.
Just saying. It can be scandalous.
You know why he sending her. That's the nigga who got the money while he locked up.
Hey.
She got to deal with him. She was just scandalous enough to fuck that dude. Instead of got, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? And they have a baby by a bitch. Where they do that?
It happened. It was all over the news.
You know what I'm saying?
It was all over the news.
When you locked up.
The nigga went and graded and took the baby. Nigga, they locked the home down. They had to flush the nigga out. The nigga went and took the baby. Out of graded.
Well, that's gangster.
Yeah.
But the question of the day is, are you still down? Will you ride a long beard out with your man? Will you cheat? Will you fuck somebody else when he locked up? Nah, up here at K100. We have already, all the ladies are calling in, we have already given y'all the green light to get y'all some more dick if this nigga got 5 years. We have given y'all the green light.
Bitch, I ain't giving you shit, bitch. You get your own green light, because I know you ain't going to wait.
I'm giving them the green light to get some dick. What do you want them to do? You saying the only way they can really truly be down is to not fuck nobody for 5, 6, 7 years?
No, if that nigga get 5 years, soon as you walk out that courtroom, bitch, you better be like, hey. Let me go ahead and try this shit out to make sure I'm going to be stable and ready. I don't need to go at home trying to motherfucking go to sleep and think about it. You going to try to wait a year? But bitch, you still going to end up getting a pistol. For real. Why wait? Hey, player, you got 5 years. Get what I'm going to tell them. Better go on and get you some dick because I'm going to need my shit. I'm going to look back and tell them, baby, go on and get that dick.
Oh, man.
Shit.
Controversial show. We're going to the motherfucking lines. Chaylis is in the motherfucking building. Sis, what it do?
Yeah!
What's going
on, man?
What time for vision?
I might have to play
Gangsta Lovin'. I'm going to play Gangsta Lovin' tonight.
Okay, I'm representing Chaylis Entertainment, but okay.
What's up?
For the ladies on this one. Hey, baby, how you doing?
Hey, it's good. What's happening?
It's good. Okay. See, so what it is these dudes out here, before they get in trouble, doing themselves what they want to do, and then as soon as they get locked up, they expect us to bow down and just act like they just been this, like, major, faithful dude. You know what I'm saying? Before they got locked up. But my belief, and you know it well, karma is a bitch. You know what I'm saying? So don't expect to do you, and then when you get locked up, have me doing you too, and just like sit on my hands. Sure, I might do what I want to do, but as long as I keep money on your books, you can call the kids, call the house where you want to, get some pictures and all that. Time waits for no man.
That's what I said. Listen, sis, listen. You hit right on the. Nigga, that's how you know that Chaylis. I ain't had to say it. She said exactly what the fuck I said.
Chaylis
is in
the motherfucking
okay.
Down.
Listen, sis. Before you even got on the line, my line filling up now. Before I even had all y'all on the line, I'm going to say this one more motherfucking time. I'm asking y'all, the name of the show is episode 28, Are You Still Down? Will you stay down for a nigga if he got a long motherfucking beard? We talking about three or more years, you know, 4 years, some shit like that. That's a long time. That's enough time. We talking about a little hot 90 days or 6 months or a year. We talking about some years or better. We going to start with 4 years or up. You know what I'm saying? Maybe.
Okay.
Now, hold on. My first question was, would you, A, try and tough it out and try and not, like, fuck with nobody else or whatever and everything? And then I said that, me personally, that's not a requirement for
really saying is the chick was a chick still down. I said five motherfucking years, she gonna get us some motherfucking dick. I ain't even arguing with her about that. Even if she tell me she don't, nigga, I'm not gonna believe her. You feel what I'm saying? She gonna get some more dick. I'm worried about what you just said. Making sure the nigga got some motherfucking money on the books. You understand what I'm saying? Making sure he can call to the motherfucking house, talk to the kids. To me, that's motherfucking really staying down. You can't expect for a bitch not to do that. Now, I did. I am asking the question to everybody that's watching the show. Have you been through this, and did you tough it out? You feel what I'm saying? I weren't here. You feel what I'm saying? But hold on. But hold on. One motherfucking disclaimer. Let's pay a motherfucking attention. Before we motherfucking start, all you motherfucking ladies that just not got on my line, I'll make sure I repeat this shit throughout the show. If you was fucking with a motherfucking dope boy, we also said what he went to jail for does matter. But if you was fucking with a hustler, which is what a lot of black men in jail for, and you was riding in the motherfucking big-ass goddamn 26s, you was going to the motherfucking mall every motherfucking day, you was goddamn throwing the motherfucking money up in the club like it wasn't nothing, goddamn smoking all the perp cushion and drinks and all that shit and going on Vegas trips and down to Miami, bitch. If you was doing all that and that nigga get locked up and you can't goddamn keep no money and send no flicks, bitch. That's for you, hoe. Dog, I don't want to hear that shit. You understand what I'm saying? See, that's the flip side of fucking the dope boy. It's got pros and cons. When that nigga go down, bitch, you goddamn stay down on that end. Make sure that nigga tight till he get out. You signed up for it, bitch.
Okay. Well, you gotta let me in on this. You gotta let me in because, you know, this is like knocking at my front door. This is like so personal for me because I just got over this, right? Okay, so I'm with this dude. Okay, so he got sentenced the exact amount of time that you said is like 2 months.
Right.
But during this time to where I'm like scraping up change out of kids, piggy bank, the little Culligan jug, going to the bank, rolling coins and all that, riding out of town with strangers to see this dude.
Uh-huh.
This dude sent me the wrong chick letter. How do you do that? Where they do that at? You ain't supposed to be messing with nobody, but you telling this chick that you love her in this letter, calling her parents, your in-laws, telling her to send you money and do the same thing that basically...
Listen, sis.
God working serious.
Hold on. Now listen. I understand why you was mad as a motherfucker. It's just like that motherfucking scene in goddamn Goodfellas when old girl come visit old boy and the other bitch got the motherfucking letter and that bitch snap start throwing all the motherfucking food on the goddamn table.
Yeah.
It's just like that scene. But let me tell you, motherfuckers in there, let me tell you something, baby. Motherfuckers in there gotta survive. This is how I see it. And hold on. I ain't never even did no time. We're sitting right here with a nigga that's did some time. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't even did no time, but I would think. First of all, this nigga really slipping on his pippin. And let me tell you something now. Them nasty-ass, punk-ass motherfucking guards, they would do like push that motherfucking shit up on your motherfucking ass on purpose, nigga, just to fuck you up. And let me tell you why niggas might be sending them kind of letters out to somebody else, man. Because the more motherfuckers on the outside he got that's down with his motherfucking ass, sending him motherfucking money, the better and the fucking easier it is on you. Because that might be if that bitch... brainwashing. Even if he ain't goddamn really loving her like that, he might tell her whatever to get that motherfucker to send him some goddamn mail or some goddamn money because that nigga locked the fuck up. That's one less time he got the motherfucker call you. Holler at me! I'm just saying. Now, you know what? He was wrong.
He was wrong.
But I'm just saying, that's something to think about, ladies. My line just hit off to me.
Okay, but wait. Don't go. Because on that applause, I need y'all to, like, kill yourselves, both of you. You and my little brother, kill yourselves because that's just, like, some bull because last time you got to call me, you don't got to call me because it's already direct deposit into your account anyway. You don't have to worry about nothing. That's just being selfish, right?
If you don't
want nobody sitting on the couch next to me while I'm talking to you on the phone, you ain't got to be writing nobody else and getting no other money from nobody else because I'm out here hustling, trying to stay faithful to you, making sure everything's good with you, your clothes, you got everything you need when you come back. So that's really, really selfish for him to do that.
You're right. I'm killing him. I just had to bring that point up, but you're right. I'm not arguing with you.
You're
wrong. Damn it, man. He got fucked up. He sent the motherfucking wrong letters to the wrong motherfucker.
Blizz trying to make it look easy. That nigga really fucked up. He tried to give a nigga some problem like the guard did it. No, nigga, you fucked up.
Hold up. That's what. Nigga could say some shit without. Nigga, why you say?
But for real, the guard did do it. The guard did do it. The guard did it. If you don't take care of them guards, they're going to set you up like that. Just like they got guards sending women's husbands they mail lover letter.
Yeah.
The guards do that all the time. That's why you got to stay on the guard side. But if you wasn't doing that bullshit, you couldn't get caught up in it, period. Now give me applause for that and kill yourself for that.
Damn it, man. Only because it's you. I ain't killing my motherfucking self over your ass, though. I ain't killing my goddamn self. I already shot myself one time for your ass.
Whatever.
Damn it, Juliet.
Whatever.
Romeo!
All right. Hey, stay on the line, man, for real. All
right.
I got some more callers. I got to get to them. All right. We get into the meat and potatoes of this thing. I know I pissed all these women that raised their hand off that statement.
Man, I want to hear from me.
I'm coming. Here I come. I'm going down the line.
Open your mouth. Call your
678-526. Yo, call.
Hello?
What's going on? You. What's up?
Oh, nothing.
What's going on? Who's this?
Tanya.
Oh, what's going on, Tanya? What's happening? Wait a minute. Hold on. That's 10 lashes,
nigga.
That's 10 motherfucking lashes, nigga. Let me salute you.
That's 10 lashes, nigga.
Yeah. Where's my goddamn antenna? Hey, I saw your shit. I saw your shit over the weekend. All right, what's going on, Tanya? Tanya, what's going on, baby? I know you've been listening to the call. You've been on the air for a minute. So what you think about it? First of all, have you ever been through this? Have you ever had your man get locked up?
Yes.
Okay, how long? How long was the time?
3 years.
Okay, 3 years. Well, we had the bottom. I said that's the minimum that I want to start this conversation off with. So
you better not lock up. We know your history. Motherfucker. You get 10 lashes, so that's gonna be really kinda hard for you to convince me. Let's go now.
Now, first of all, did you stay faithful? Did you not fuck nobody else for 3 years?
I tried. I really tried.
But you failed.
Yes, I did.
But you failed. Okay.
Women count too?
Right, yeah. She failed. That's all good. Okay, so do you feel like you still stay down? Did you like send them money and stuff like that? Did you know send flicks and little mail and stuff like that? Did you do those things?
I pretty much worked to make sure that he didn't have to ask nobody for nothing.
Okay.
Every visitation, mm-hmm. I was there. If I wasn't there, that's because I was working 16 hours and I couldn't make it.
Okay. So you stayed out. You're a rich kid. You work a full-time job and everything, man. And you still got time to, you know, try to look out for this man. That's what's up. That's all you can really ask for, fellas. I think some of these niggas goddamn have some unrealistic expectations with these women when they get these charges. Now, that's what I feel. So I mean, do you feel bad? Do you feel like you cheated when you slept with somebody else? Do you feel like you was cheating?
In a way, no, because I don't know what he was doing when he was out. But when he
whoa now. You don't know what he was doing, so you don't have any proof that he was cheating.
Nigga,
not before he went in. Now, and I got all the proof in the world when he got out.
How you get it when he get out after he didn't have it the whole time he was gone?
Hey, this is what I want to know.
Hold on, let me tell a story. Hold on. Tell me a story.
Uh-oh,
P.
Rage.
Go ahead, P.
Rage. Hey, all I want to know is, you talking that shit, but you get motherfucking 10 lashes. You don't need no motherfucking proof. 10 lashes.
I don't need the proof, but I'm not dumb. I mean, I know a bitch is not going to let you hold her car every day, all day, but you study hollering out, we're just friends. That shit is no. What bitch gonna do that?
But 10 lashes,
I'm not gonna let no nigga hold my car like that if I'm not fucking him.
Okay, so let's just go with he was cheating. Okay, he was cheating. You still felt like you stayed down with him? How long before it really hit the fan? Was it like within a year, or did you go like to the end of the three? Was it quick?
Oh no, it was almost a year.
Oh well, see what we got a year. You think you? I mean. You would have lasted a year now. Come on, Tanya.
See, this is my thing, though. This is my thing right here with her, though.
What?
She get 10 lashes. Nigga, you could have went to the end because you already know what them 10 lashes about. That should have been rounded out. Nigga, I don't give a fuck. I still be with that motherfucker say last week. Go get you some dick. But when I get out, go get that bitch.
Right.
Go get that bitch. And go get the motherfucker out. You understand what
I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The type of person that I am, even when he was locked up, I was like, you know what I'm saying? If it's somebody that you want to mash when you get out, just let me know. Don't be trying to be all in the dark and shit.
See what I'm saying?
Let that shit come to the light.
Let me put my dick on your back.
Oh, so you probably would have said bring the bitch home. Nah,
let me put my dick on your back.
She gangster like that.
Fuck that.
She gangster like that. All right. So check this
it's
out.
Done.
Check this out. Hello?
I'm listening.
Oh, okay.
I'm listening.
So, all right. So bottom line is, the question is, did she stay down, fellas?
She said she stayed down, but that pussy jumped goddamn
that
money.
That pussy jumped within a year, nigga.
Ain't not a day, nigga.
But you did keep the money on it. But,
no, but best believe, though, if it jumped for a good reason. It wasn't just giving out there all willy-nilly.
Oh, okay. What was the good
she
reason?
She had to be fixed or some bills had to be paid in the house. And if I didn't pay it, somebody else had to help pay him.
That was a dick. That might have been the most gangster shit I motherfucker ever seen there. Stay right in this bitch.
Hey.
Hold on, nigga.
Hey,
I know you locked up, nigga, but this shit got to be paid, nigga.
Hey, you know what
hey,
fuck you talking
about,
hey,
nigga?
Hey, he can't help
somewhere, man. That nigga might have the one that gave me money to help put on your book.
You're right. Hey, but look.
Hold on.
Hey, what's that? Let's get into that. While we on the phone with Tanya, if you is locked up, nigga, and you know your motherfucking girl doing bad
you
shit.
Respect that shit. Don't go into it. Respect the nigga. That's it.
That's
nigga,
it.
That's it, nigga. Respect it for you even give a nigga more credit than what it do, nigga. If you know, nigga, you want to go another 90 days with that man, or you want to let her get that puss up, nigga, and get that shit the next day. Nigga, respect that shit. She going to get that puss up, and you going to be straight. Straight the fuck up.
Okay.
Cut and dry, nigga.
What about you, dog?
Hey.
See, you ain't got to ask
for the money. She said,
hey,
man, she can't.
Hey, you ain't got to ask
for
it.
Hold on.
This nigga, it's a paper. Nigga, you get the motherfucking show, man. I got to get it.
I need it for the record. Let the record show.
But see, off top with me.
Right.
The first thing I motherfucking said when I left out of the courtroom. Uh-huh. You man. You knew me.
Right.
Do your motherfucking thing.
Okay.
I holler at you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
This what you talking to? This ain't no ordinary.
But if you found out, found out, what would you? Would you be mad? Really?
I don't even want to know because I already know what I'm
saying. See, find out.
If I find out, I don't know,
no.
I don't know, but I don't even give
can't
a fuck.
Get mad.
You
know, can't get mad.
You can't get mad.
Emotions,
you can't get mad.
Right.
Can't get mad. Hey, Tanya.
Yes.
We're going to go ahead and say you were certified because you got them gay that pussy up to make sure that nigga was tight. You stay down, baby. I, of course, was looking for a sound effect for this particular show. I was going to use a jailhouse door or something
else. Hey, Tanya, I see your number.
And my fucking flight got delayed, and I got here late.
What?
I started an hour late.
What? Tanya, I see your number. I'm going to get with you sidebar. Stay on the line, baby.
You sure you can handle it?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, hold on.
Come on.
Hey,
to the show.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, first of all,
I'm going to tell you like this. I can handle anything you throw this motherfucker with. If I can't, I got two more motherfucking niggas over here. So you get you and your girls and come on with it, man. You know what I'm saying? You already know some drain sex over
here. You might have to put that to the test.
Oh, I tell you what, I'm gonna call you right now in a minute. I'm gonna call you in a minute. You ain't gonna know. I got you.
Look what we have created, a monster. Tanya, I'm hanging up, baby.
Yes.
Hey, stay on the line. Stay on the line, though. Stay on the line, because you're really serious. Stay on the line. All right. fucking chainless.
Hey.
I'm coming to you, 904.
Hey.
King, what's happening, baby?
Get
man.
Wait a minute. These dudes out of control of the show, man.
You better
hold on,
man.
You better hold on, man. Can I host the show? I gotta host the show, man. These motherfuckers. I see now. This ain't gonna work with all the changes being here. All the changes can't be here. It ain't gonna work. We ain't gonna work. All of us can't be here at the same time. Okay,
hey,
go ahead, Key.
Hey, there's a three-headed dragon in this bitch tonight, man.
Go ahead, Key.
Man, what I'm gonna do is we gonna have a talk before you go to court because I'm gonna be like, look, you already know.
You ain't
gonna. I already know what.
Hey, shut up.
Hey,
okay. I'm
going to
break up with him, though.
Why are you going to break up?
Oh,
God damn.
But listen.
Wait. Stop.
Listen.
No. Wait. listen, man, that's the last thing a nigga need to hear right now. Even if you mentally finna break with him for
real.
Don't goddamn tell a nigga that ain't finna go down, man. Act like you really ain't finna
man,
do it for a minute.
Look,
God damn.
I'm not, why?
Let the nigga adjust, nigga.
That is not keeping it 100.
I know. No, listen
like,
to me.
Look.
No, it's not keeping it 100. It's goddamn keeping it fucking gangster. And at K100, we always say,
ain't no point
when in doubt, keep it 100.
I'm gonna make sure you straight. He gonna have money. I'm gonna go visit. I'm gonna do all that, right? I'm gonna do all that. You gonna
see? I got a question for you,
but just for my conscience. Just for my conscience purposes, so I don't feel like I'm cheating. I'm gonna be like,
oh my god,
know,
oh my god, oh my god.
I got a question for you too, Keith.
What?
Now go ahead, finish what
you're saying. Go ahead. Finish what you're saying. He will ask
I'm
a
saying
question.
I'm gonna hold him down. I'm gonna hold him down. But you know what I'm saying? Any dude that deal with me, he gonna already know the type of female I am. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure he'll be like, oh, it's all good. You know, cause you know I'm gonna hold you down. But let's not even play like. I'm gonna sit here and try to be waiting on you. And depending on what you did, nigga, yeah, I'm gonna keep you tight, but we ain't even getting back together when you get out.
God damn. What the fuck?
What
you mean? Whoa. Stop. Hold up.
If you got caught on some dumb shit, nigga, look.
What's dumb shit? I mean, listen, we already said, everybody, I got some people on my line who wasn't here when I said this. Okay, let me repeat this. We already said it does matter what the fuck somebody is locked up for if you gonna have their motherfucking back. You understand what I'm saying? You know, we ain't talking about for no silly shit like fucking. I mean, obviously, why would you want your girl to have your back and you got caught for statutory fucking a young bitch? You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, come on, man. Come on. We just talking about when a nigga really out here hustling, and we also made the goddamn perfect motherfucking goddamn disclaimer.
Ain't no more of that. Hey, that nigga want some of that tight pussy. Ain't no more of that. Ain't no more of that.
These niggas is.
Ain't no more of that. Hey, y'all pussy. Ain't no more of that.
I can't. I'm just going to keep it real with him. Like, look, you know, you are. Because what's the point of even trying to pretend like y'all still together while he in jail? I don't understand it. I do not understand
it. It ain't pretending.
Nigga, you promise me you ain't going to fuck nobody while you in jail, nigga?
If you got that kind of nigga, kill yourself. Where was your antennas?
if you got, like I said,
I'm just gonna break it off anyway. I'm gonna break it off, and you know I'm making sure he's straight, but I'm just gonna go on and break it off with him.
Will you at least see some money on the nigga book?
I'm gonna do that. Like I said, I'm gonna keep some money on your book. So I even come visit you. I'll write you some letters, send you some pictures, all that.
Right.
That's what you're imagining when he got
out. I ain't gonna sit here pretend like we, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you do your thing type. Man, fuck that. Look, we just gonna call this thing, you know, we gonna be cool.
But you ain't gonna match him when he get out. You ain't gonna match him when he get out?
It depends
on what?
I ain't gonna try to get nobody no false hope like I'm just gonna be sitting around waiting for you.
All right.
And maybe, if it was my husband, it'll be different, but if it's just, you know, somebody I was...
No, even if I really liked him. We said that, though. At first, I said, we're assuming that this is your motherfucking husband.
So you're going to wait 5 years?
At least your long-term boyfriend. You feel what I'm saying? I'm talking about this nigga. You fuck with this nigga the long way. Y'all ain't married yet, but you fuck with this nigga the long way. You know what I'm saying? Either your husband
okay,
or somebody
okay.
You fuck with the long way. Not the short way, the long way. This your nigga. Okay, we ain't talking about some fly-by-night ass. We ain't talking about no bullshit. This your nigga.
Yeah, see what's gonna happen with that is, if I do start smashing somebody, I'm gonna be like, look, my dude locked up, you know. So when he get out, you already know you cut the fuck off.
Okay. Hey, you know what? Now I ain't even gotta ask you my question.
I ain't even gotta ask you my question now. What you mean? What question was that?
Oh yeah.
I ain't gotta answer my question.
What was it?
Oh, I was gonna ask if she ever met a nigga that can just one of her ass cheeks with one hand. That's all I want. Just one of your ass.
Listen, man, these dudes over here drunk. I'm already late with the show. The show lines are full up and they bullshit.
Hey, Keith!
Did you hear what this fucking motherfucker said?
I said, have you ever met a nigga that can only palm one of your ass cheeks? With one of his fucking hands.
And most niggas, Shaquille the only one that can palm both of mine at the same time. Nigga, what? What?
I hear you talking, but that's it.
These guys, man, these guys are railroading.
Like Ola Shaquille.
You're railroading? What?
She said Ola Shaquille, nigga. Ola the Shaq Attack.
I had a long day, Kia. You already know, nigga. I had a long day at the airport.
I know.
So I'm fucking high and drunk doing this show. We over here wilding out. K100, bitches. 347-934-0966.
So y'all really know how big
I got 15 people on the line.
No.
Y'all hit the number one. Also, we go goddamn.
You heard me, Key. I just want the callers to really know. Like, nigga, if you just imagine that. That just to throw that out there while we was talking about that. I appreciate that, baby.
Yeah. He's kind of crazy the higher I get.
Off the chain.
All right. Appreciate it, man. All right, Key. Stay on the line, though. Stay on the line.
All
right, man. So, listen, man. We have gave. Oh, by the way, if you just tuning in, my show does not end at 10 tonight. I started at 9. I started an hour late.
11 tonight, bitches.
We get off at 11 tonight. Text your motherfucking homegirl who couldn't get a babysitter before. Tell her we on late tonight.
Yeah, we in the building.
We're on late tonight. All right, we're going to 11 o'clock tonight. Okay, that's the first fucking thing, because my line's filling up, and everybody might, they may think
never
I'm getting
on
off.
Deck, man.
They think I'm getting off in 10 minutes. That's the first thing. The goddamn second thing is, this is episode 28.
28!
Are you still down? That's the next
down.
Episode. We're going to the motherfucking 904 right now.
904.
Before I open up the line, hold on. The question is, everybody, pay attention. You know what I'm saying? We got some disclaimers and all kind of stuff, but the main thing is, are you still down?
Hey!
Would you wait for somebody if they caught a long time? We said 3 or 5, 3 years or
three
better.
Three to five.
You know, nigga, 25. We ain't gotta talk about that. You know what I'm saying? That's
3 to 5,
nigga. We talking about 3 to 5.
3 to 5, right?
You
now.
Took that 3 to 5 out. You understand? You're gonna be gone at least that long. Do you think it's cheating if you fuck somebody else cause they gone, cause they can't provide that sexual need? That's the first fucking thing. If you a guy or a girl, have you been through this? If you've been through this, holler at us. What did you do? How did you handle it?
That's what we want to hear from.
You understand? We really want to hear people who've been through this.
Been through this.
If you're on my line, if you're on my line, please hit the number one. And if you're listening on the internet, 347-934-0966. If you've been through this, I really want to know.
It's some dedication to y'all, man.
All right. I really want to know. It's interesting. Okay? But that's the question. Those are the questions. 904.
What's happening?
Mike, G, what's happening? What's going on, Mike?
What's happening, man?
What's going down?
You talking about like just a few months in the can, and you talking about like
3 to 5, 3 to 5.
We're talking about 3 to 5. A 3 to 5 is good enough.
It's 5 to 7 down here in Florida, dude.
What 5 to 7?
It's in Florida, nigga. They ain't giving out 3 to 5 no more.
Well,
5 to 7.
Well, 5 to 7. He catch a real bid. Have you ever? First of all, they catch a real bid. Do you think it's cheating? You a guy, so we're going to talk to you from this perspective. Do you think it's cheating if your girl gets some more dick while you doing that 5 to 7? Is she cheating on you,
I mean,
nigga? Is she cheating on you?
Nah.
Hell no, nigga.
Oh, nigga, I was waiting on you to say that stupid shit. I was waiting, nigga. I was going to be like.
Now, I will say this, though. I'll tell you like this. I think any chick that really is fucking with me, she know how I live my life. Now, I ask bitches right off the bat, you know what I'm saying? Hey, something happens to me, because you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say I'm, you know, I ain't no law-abiding citizen. So,
right.
A chick knows what kind of man she's dealing with, you know what I'm saying?
Right, so
that got to come with territory, too.
I already said that. First of all, hold on.
You talking about, you know, I'll be gone, we go to court. You ain't mind driving that nigga car? You know what I'm saying? You ain't mind, you know. Yes, the things that the bills he was paying when he was hustling and doing whatever he was doing. Now, if he just do something stupid and shoot at a motherfucker for looking at him crazy, that might be something. You know what I'm saying? That's different.
Okay, let me go ahead while you're on the line. Let me say what I said the first time before you got on the air, because I don't think you heard me, and a lot of people just got on the line. I already said. You understand what I'm saying? What you basically kind of what Mike just said.
Yeah. Clear it on up, though, bro. Clear it on up.
First of all, it depends on what you go to jail for.
It do.
You can't, like I said, I just gave a scenario. Like, you can't expect for your girl to realistically wait for you.
Let's face it.
It does depend on what you go to jail for, though.
If you're talking about drugs, which is about half
right.
Black men out here getting locked up for, you
right.
If you're talking about drugs,
then you know what I'm saying. First of all, if you've been doing that shit, you try to give you a chance. You done did the shit three, you caught three, four times. Yeah, you're going to look at fucking five, you know what I'm saying, plus years. You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, you know, but if a nigga ain't never been caught before, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, it might be a second time. I mean, there's different stretches that you're looking at, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I understand that point.
You talking about 3-4 years and all that, man. Unless we married, I don't really. Even if we married, man, I mean,
I think
that she ain't going to get some dick, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, you're right. Okay, you're right. But hold on, let me tell you right now. And then also, the other disclaimer that I made is, I made a motherfucking real motherfucking goddamn holler at these motherfucking females, like you just said in your, what you said earlier. If you riding this motherfucker spending all that nigga money, you riding in the motherfucking goddamn new legs, you riding on the sissies, you riding here going to the motherfucking mall every motherfucking day, bitch, your hair nails stay fresh, you balling in the club, bitch. If you doing all that, bitch, let me tell you something. Okay, let me make this clear. Being down as far as chainless goes over here, nigga, we ain't saying you can't fuck another nigga. We're saying, bitch, we know you gonna fuck another nigga. You can't tell us you ain't gonna fuck another nigga. We ain't gonna believe you motherfucker anyway, bitch. But if you were spending my motherfucking money when I was out here on these motherfucking streets and bothering with me, bitch, when I asked for the motherfucking letters, pictures,
and don't fuck
goddamn
with
money,
homeboy.
And goddamn
don't
money,
fuck with brother.
Yeah. You know that see. See, that's why them hoes ain't got their G's motherfucking together.
Man, what he hold down here, man, you know,
he raised
like 9 years, and I see her in the club, and you know what I'm saying, and she's like, oh, you know, yeah, you like, you doing your thing, you know what I'm saying, I'm just like, nah, I can't even go there, you know what I'm saying, even though that nigga gonna be gone for 9 years, I was cool with that nigga on the streets, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So we already said, we gave a disclaimer, ladies, if you got them spending that motherfucking nigga money, you ain't got to goddamn go on a dick drop, bitch, but you need to make sure you goddamn send them flicks and that motherfucking money, bitch, because you was out there balling with that nigga. You understand? So if you got it, bitch, if you ain't sending to that nigga, even if it's been 5 years and you done fucked 10 niggas since then, if that nigga can't at least goddamn get you the goddamn patch three-way through, bitch. Bitch, that's for you. Straight the fuck up, bitch.
Hey, you was balling. Hey.
You was balling when he had it. You was fucking balling when that nigga had it.
It also it matter where you from too, dog. Cause hey, they got conjugal visits.
Oh,
got
shit.
Points, baby.
Here we go. Why you always gotta decide where the fuck you from? See, what the fuck is back here? What the fuck does where you from got to do with it? See, you always start out good, and then you start bringing up where you from. And
I'm
shit.
Just saying they got conjugal business in California. That's all I'm saying, dog. And if you married, you still can fuck. As long as you're doing what the fuck you're supposed to do as an inmate, shit, you can do it out there.
That don't mean she still ain't fucking. Nigga, if you got bad time, you might not even see in California. You might be in Texas or goddamn Brooklyn like my motherfucking cousin. Who the fuck is in Brooklyn? The fuck you talking about? They don't have to mean shit, son. Man.
That's fed prison, nigga. I'm talking about state prison.
We deal with fed time. Dope boy, nigga. You don't know if you're a dope boy, you get them alphabets, nigga.
Money.
But, Mike, listen, Mike. What I'm trying to tell you is, we agree with you. You pretty much kept it 100 like a nigga should. You, like you said, you can't expect, yeah, until he brung in where you from it, man. It's whatever.
But
you
know, always
nigga, the first of all, hey, if you can still fuck, I mean, that has to be put in the equation. If you had conjugal visits in the state of Florida, I would say it is a little bit different because you still can get some field sections. You still, if I'm doing what I'm supposed to do in jail and we get in conjugal visits, you know what I'm saying, once a month or where, you know what I'm saying, every couple months or whatever, then fuck that shit. No, that come in the equation.
But guess what, though? That don't mean she still might not be fucking somebody else. She gonna fuck somebody else.
But what
ain't
I'm
no
saying
mic.
Is in that case, she shouldn't be.
Fuck that. Ain't no mic. Nigga, fucking, like, really fucking and fucking with a conjugal visit in a fucking cell room with her just bent over the chair and shit. That bitch, when the nigga come over there with the motherfucking goddamn massage oil and rose petal, nigga, kill yourself. That nigga getting the pussy tonight.
Bro, the only thing she really should be, if
listen,
she married me or something like that, the only thing she really should be doing is fucking another motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying to you is, if I can satisfy you there, I don't care if it's 4 or 5 times a year. Now fuck that shit. We got to work something out. You gonna hold me down in every way then. That's what I would expect.
Hey, would you? This nigga tripping. Would you? Would you? Would you do it? Would you do it? Would you do it?
Hell no, I wouldn't do it. Hey, nigga, hey, nigga,
hey,
nigga, hey, nigga,
hey, nigga, hey,
you can get a bad check, nigga.
I knew you were gonna say that.
But all niggas gonna shit on the girl. That, everybody know that shit. We all go. We ain't. Come on now.
You
find me a nigga to call in talking about he'll hold a chick down for more than 3 months. Shit.
Oh, nigga, we already.
We gonna kill that nigga. Stacy line.
We gonna kill that nigga. Hey, Mike, trying to make us look bad by lying, you hoe.
Hey,
these motherfucking females. Hey, you don't like that nigga.
Hey, Mike, I already.
Nigga, you lying. You lying, nigga. You lying.
I already told that nigga, man, that 90-day probation is suspect, nigga. Shit, I don't know what the fuck. That 90-day probation is suspect, nigga.
He gon' mess something, too.
I'm saying like this,
he gon' mess something.
Hey, bro, check it out, though.
Go ahead.
You get locked. Now, you get locked up and do some time for shooting at a motherfucker that just was looking in your car and all that shit. That's not nice shit.
Now you're talking about that bullshit. See, now you with that bullshit, man. Hold on. You know what, since you my homie, I wanted to go in and hang up on a good note with your motherfucking ass, but I see now you ain't gonna let that happen. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna go back and say some fucking bullshit like that. Listen, man, whatever that nigga doing. One thing about it, she was riding around, and that nigga had that motherfucking pistol in case the nigga ran up, she ain't say shit. Fuck that, man.
Yeah. Nigga, you were right for that shit. I'm fucking with you, cuz. Chill out. I know they said slap your ass.
You still saying
that
nigga trying to sell out on me on my motherfucking show, nigga? Nah, you done. Bye. Motherfucker try to start. Like you gonna really do something. Hold the fuck, I'm going back to the nigga. Nigga, you say you gonna whack me, nigga, when you see me? Nigga.
Nigga, almost.
Nigga, you gonna whack
me.
Nigga, what? Y'all
I'm a
nigga.
Driving,
nigga. Hey, that nigga.
You
nigga. I'm a drag this pussy, nigga. I see this nigga.
You ain't never
dragged
me, nigga.
Nigga, what? Nigga, come on, man. Come on, man. For real. For real, dog. He's back in that room. Homeboy's back in the military, nigga. You ain't want no problems, man. Come on, man. For real.
Hey, bro, I was a small nigga back then.
I'm the fuck I thought you were a guy, nigga. When I see this nigga, I'm folding this nigga. Bye, nigga.
Hey.
I'm folding that nigga when I see that nigga, nigga. Hey, I think I'm folding that nigga when I see him. The hell? I know all these females I'm looking at. Y'all had dope boy boyfriends. I'm looking at four of y'all. Scared?
Don't make me point your motherfuckers out.
I ain't gonna go to them if they don't hit the number one. I'm just saying. I know they had some dope boy boyfriends.
If
I know your man got locked
bitch
up before hit the number one.
If the shoe fit wet, bitch, you might
don't
want them on
the type of fucking bullshit I be talking about. And I know they can relate. I hate when people that I know can relate to what the fuck I'm talking about. Listen to my show and don't put in. Listen, man. When y'all put in, that helps my show. So when you hit the number one, you, and you. Damn it. They just probably sitting looking like, they laughing at their phone right now. They're like, ha, 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 ha. People be talking about me. Hit the fucking number one. 20 people on the line, they don't want to do it. I'm going to the fucking dial-out feature.
Oh.
Fuck it.
Oh, you hung up?
I don't need you. I got the dial-out feature. Ha! And 600 numbers in this goddamn phone. First, I'm going to call people who told me to call them. I had like a couple people, when they realized I could do the dial-out shit, they was like, man, call me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to call them first. Hold on. No, I ain't going to do it. 347-934-0966.
Hello.
Yeah. What's happening?
What's up with you?
What's going on? Have you been through this before? You're not telling me your name, but I really would like for you to. Who is this?
I'd rather not say.
I knew it, but you knew I was talking to your ass! Go ahead, let's run it.
You got a year today, And I tried my best to hold it down, but about 7th, 8th month, couldn't do it no more.
Couldn't do it no more.
Nope.
Look, these fucking females ain't gonna make it, man. I'm telling you.
Goddamn, bitch.
I'm telling you. See, I gave the year off. I said, man, if you can, I ain't even make it hard for y'all. I said, if the nigga got a year or whatever, man, it's all, you know. I said, but if you got anything over a year, we understand. But see, y'all can't even make it a motherfucking year. I gave them.
Can you? Can you? So, I understand.
We've already established that niggas.
So what's the difference?
Niggas,
the difference is we want you to keep it real.
Niggas. She kept it real. She said she didn't make it.
8 months?
But I can't. You listen. You kept it real. You couldn't make it. But I can't give you the goddamn official, are you still down pass. You feel what I'm saying? Because you couldn't even wait a fucking year and a day for that nigga.
Hey, this is all I want to know. In 8 months.
The time frame shouldn't matter how long you waited, then wait.
I said, I'm cutting the threshold off. I said, I'm cutting the threshold off at a year. I'm drunk as hell.
Mm-hmm.
The threshold off at a year. If you can't even do, he had a year today. That means you should have made. If now, first of all, was this your man? Was this your dude?
Yes, he was.
You love this motherfucker, nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have waited that motherfucking year. Then. Fuck that shit.
You can't tell what I should have did. Should have killed water.
I am killing you.
This is what I want to know.
It's only a year. If you really love that nigga, goddamn, you can throw that pussy up for a year.
This is what I want to know.
Fuck that.
How did it even get to that point where you was just good, like when your grits was overcooked?
Yeah, 7 to 8 months. You really couldn't take it, baby? You really couldn't take it?
No. And then another thing was, honestly, I didn't feel that it was going to go any further than that after that happened. So it's like, why wait? I might as well go ahead and start doing my thing and be through with it because I'm through with it.
Oh, you shouldn't have waited 7 to 8 months
then.
I tried to, but I just, you know, after time go by and you start analyzing things and you just see things ain't going to work out. And it was
that's
what it was.
Wait, hold on. What things ain't working out because he got the year? What did he do? Did you get a letter in the mail going to the other broad?
No, not for that. And
so what's not working out? What's not working out?
There were problems prior to that happening, and it just was our lives going in two different directions. I knew this wasn't something that I ever wanted to deal with, so I dealt with it. That's not the place I want to see somebody that I care for. And I knew when you got out that you weren't going to do any better, and I asked you, would you do it? And you basically, nah, this is what I know. This is all I know. This is what I'm going to do. And so we were going in two different directions, so why keep wasting my time?
Okay,
That's how I looked at it.
I get that. You wanted him to change his life. You didn't want him to get locked up no more. The nigga said, fuck that. I'm a goddamn D-boy. That's what I do. He ain't budging. You like, fuck.
Exactly.
I don't want to be with a D-boy no more. I don't want to have to go through this way.
So I got to look out for myself because if this is the road you're going to continue going on, what I'm trying to do, that ain't going to, now I'm thinking this is not going to work. Because if I get fucked up with what you're doing, then you fucked up, I'm fucked up, and then, and now what?
Okay. All right. Now, see,
y'all all quiet over there now.
I don't know. Listen, I'm debating.
Give me a fucking minute. Pump your
brakes. I'm drunk. I've been stuck at the airport 12 hours. Give me a fucking break.
You know what?
Let me, I ain't got
shit to motherfucking think about. A motherfucking year, if you already knew that and that man shit, it shouldn't even took you 8 months to figure that shit out. Point blank period. It shouldn't have took you 8 months.
No, it's not. It took 8 months because if you said you're talking to a person, you trying to see if they want to change it, then you finally come to the realization that they're not, then it is what it is. You do what you got to do.
So you felt like you wasted 8 months?
I don't say I wasted 8 months.
Okay, well, that was my only question. If you don't really feel like you wasted 8 months.
No. I mean, she asked the nigga straight up, is he going to change? And nigga like, man, I'm a goddamn D-boy for life.
Because guess what? When it got out, started doing the same exact thing.
And you didn't want to be a part of that no more. You was done.
No, I wasn't going to be.
Okay. Well, what can we do?
So listen.
What can you
do? So before he got locked up, I mean, would y'all ever came to that? To that standstill.
Yeah, how did y'all not talk about this before he got locked?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
See, this is where my problem comes in.
It was just nothing. It just something that never came up, and then, it went.
Was you balling with him? Was you balling with him? Uh-oh. Was you balling with him? Was you, that, damn it, don't lie.
Hey, man,
don't let me make a call. Was you balling with him?
Hey, man, shut up. I'm trying to make a call. You already know, so shut up.
Damn it, man. I was on your side. You almost had me reeled in. I was so fucking close. I was really right there. I was feeling your pain. But no.
You fucked it up.
Hey,
never,
she's done.
No, never go against that train of instinct. Never.
I know, man. I try to believe it. I try to folk. I try to feel her pain.
That's the alcohol. You ain't feeling shit right now. That's the alcohol in that part.
But this motherfucker was balling with the money. You ain't wanted him to stop when you were. You didn't want him to stop when you was balling with the money. That's the problem I have. That's why I can't give you the certified stamp.
He was not down. He was buying you them Vicky Secrets. Keeping that hair up, them nails done.
You didn't care what he's gonna stop.
It was way more than that. That's nothing.
That's nothing. Powerball in Vegas.
We're
talking about trips to Vegas. We're talking about trips.
Yeah.
We're talking about money being spent on her. And you didn't complain.
Oh, she wanted to change her lifestyle.
She wanted to change her lifestyle.
Because he gone.
No, my lifestyle didn't change because he was gone, because I still had and was going to get regardless if he was there or not. So my lifestyle didn't change and hasn't changed at all.
Listen,
lifestyle
man.
Like coming.
Listen. My point is, I was feeling your pain, but now I have turned on you. And I've turned on you.
Don't do me like that.
You said the one thing at the beginning of the show that I said, if you was balling with that motherfucking money before it happened.
She set herself up.
You cannot wait. You can't go 7 months in and say, I want you to change your life. No, your pussy.
Well, but see, this is the thing. You don't be thinking about all that beforehand. You don't start thinking about that stuff until it actually hit the fan.
And that's when
you got all these thoughts going through your head.
He wasn't either. That's why y'all was balling and spending that money again.
Exactly, and I can't help what I chose to do when that time came. I went and visited. I did that. I did all that.
Shawty, he had a year and a day. You couldn't even hold.
I don't care if he had.
You
know.
You gonna justify
the way you want to justify it happened. It is what it is.
Hold on. How many years did you have to ball with him? How many years was y'all balling?
Hey.
How many fucking years was you balling? It's the question.
It was a good number, almost double digits.
I'm going to kill you so many
times. You know, I'm going to get out this line with you.
God damn it, man. You killing me. Come on, man.
I'm finna let somebody else speak this since I'm killing you. I'm finna go on and get off the line.
Oh, don't hang up. For real. Hold on, for real. Before we go, man, do you understand why we have to kill you? You understand why we can't give you the stamp?
No, I don't. I don't think I should be killed because
you fought out with that man for so long. That man got locked up, and you didn't even last a year with that man. You could at least do half the time you spent that man money, Shawty. You understand what I'm saying? You could do half the time you spent that man money. You fought out with that man almost into the double digits, and he couldn't even you couldn't even tell for that a year. That man had a year and a day. God damn! What? I understand, but
listen.
But of course he did shoot himself in the foot by saying, "Look here, this is what he is." But obviously, if you was goddamn balling the double digits and that nigga didn't goddamn get locked up in that long, that's what the fuck he do. He good at it. One bid in a decade, he good.
Damn right.
He doing his thing, okay, and he should have some money. I mean, come on, baby. For real though.
I could be on the phone with you all night because there's a lot more things to go to it, but I don't have enough time for all that. You told me there should be money and all this, you know, it's a lot more to go to it. So I made the decision that I made, and it was a good decision. I don't regret it at all.
I didn't say you should regret it. I'm just saying for the purposes of the show and the qualifications that we have set thus far.
Well, see, I wasn't going to get on the line because y'all kept talking about 3 and 4 was the minimum and all that, and I knew my little year and a day was nothing, but nobody didn't want to hit the number one, so that's why I hit the number one.
Well, you know what? I ain't never seen a nigga that scared no bullets. You knew you was getting them, then you shot it. You knew it, but you came through anyway. That's why I fucked with you the long way. Now I'm giving you a bar for that shit right there. But all that other shit you're talking about,
you dirty motherfucker.
Don't do me like that now online now. I'm going to have to call you after the show and talk to you about this.
That was P-Rez. That was P-Rez. That wasn't me. That was P-Rez. P-Rez don't know you like me.
Okay.
You don't know like me.
No, that would be that one.
All right. Appreciate you calling, though.
All right, bye. All
right. That was a great call. That was a great call. I want because I know that's a real authentic story. Listen, man. All we saying is, you know, if y'all spending that man money like that and y'all really balling out of control with that man, y'all been going on for years and years like this, living this lavish-ass lifestyle. You done been all across the world with this nigga that took you on trips. You done got all your fucking friends, that bitch, they hate you because that nigga got so much money. They trying to fuck him. On the low.
Hey, look.
Damn it. If you went through all that and that nigga showed you that kind of goddamn love, first of all, wait a motherfucking minute. First of all, these motherfuckers in the world who will probably never see some of the shit some of these dope boys, girls,
showed them.
Because, bitch, you ain't motherfucking from no goddamn, you ain't married to Puffy, you ain't married to goddamn no athlete, bitch.
And
you understand what I'm saying? And you seeing that shit. That nigga risking all his motherfuckers, okay. Regardless if that nigga said you wasn't going to motherfucking change, I don't give a fuck. One thing about it, nigga, you seen what you seen due to that nigga grind. Respect that shit. Ride out for a minute. We know you're going to get some more dick. We know what it says on the show.
That dick going to be that dick.
I don't give a fuck if it's better than that dick. That nigga, even if that nigga got a goddamn 13-inch dick and your goddamn nigga that showed you the world had a 6-inch dick, bitch, you saw the world. The other nigga might be broke and just good dick. Who knows? We don't know. It's fucking K100, bitches. This is the motherfucking real talk. This is why we got them telling y'all why, even though if the nigga told you he ain't gonna change, if that nigga showed you the world some shit you probably never would have seen.
And your wildest dream.
Off that money? A year?
And you know he had that money?
But if it's 3 years or whatever, we ain't even saying nothing about you getting no dick. We don't care if you go get laid. Do it. We know you're going to do it even if you tell us you ain't going to do it. We don't believe you.
Do it.
But what we saying is, even if you know you're going to fuck another nigga, which we know you are, shoot that nigga a picture. Shoot that nigga some goddamn. Let that nigga call on you three-way. Shoot that nigga some money. Even if you have to get the money from the nigga, you fucking down.
Shoot that nigga some bread.
That nigga did risk his freedom on some gangster shit, and you benefited from it. You feel what I'm saying? That's all we saying. You benefited from that.
And you asked him for some shit that he didn't even,
You benefited from that.
Yeah,
we ain't saying you got to stay by him and do the whole ride out or whatever. I mean, if you leave him, you leave him. Okay, but goddamn. At least for that first year or two, goddamn it, make sure that nigga good and let it ease him out of it. Goddamn. We talking about this was your man, not your homeboy, not your boyfriend, the nigga you was fucking, your cut buddy. This your dude, your husband, or your long time nigga. You understand what I'm saying?
Almost double digits?
Yeah, man. That's real talk, man.
That's real talk, man.
That's real talk. That's real. That's coming from real men, man. And yes, we already know, nigga. Yes, Key. He has hit number one again. Key!
Hey. Can you hear me?
I hear you. What's up?
Look, I'm with y'all. I kind of got a problem with the females, like when the money gone and all the trips and all that shit gone. Then it's like, oh, I want to change my life. I got a problem with that. You know, even though my dope boy dating days are long gone, if I was in that situation, I'm going to have to ride with him. Because like you said, when it was all good, you right there standing strong with him and the money's tight and the trips and all this and that. So how you going, when you get locked up? You knew he wasn't going to change anyway before he got locked up. You didn't want him to change because you wanted the bread.
Right, exactly.
So,
exactly.
I'm with y'all on that one. Like, that's kind of dirty shit right now.
I'm saying we just ain't feeling that part of it. I mean, if you want to change your life, okay, but goddamn it, don't change it while that nigga locked up and all he got is a year. Change it when that nigga get the fuck out.
That's why I thought they my dope boy before they even got locked up, because I already knew that wasn't the type of thing I wanted to do, the type of lifestyle I wanted to live. I ain't wait till they got locked up and be like, well, you know what, I'm trying to change this and this and this. I cut it off before that, because I already knew where it was headed.
Right. All right, we can respect that. All right, all right, Keith. Okay. I'm doing a dial out. My cousin told me to call his ass. I'm calling this nigga. What the fuck? This dial out feature is getting a little bit crazy. Y'all hold on, man. I'm going to the dial-up. I'm doing it right now, man. It's a little difficult, but they got to fix that part about it. But it is hot. I love it. Hold on. I'm calling my cousin right now. He told me to call him when he's talking about some gangster shit. Some shit he can relate to. I'm calling him now. Hold on. He might not answer the phone.
The number or code you have dialed is incorrect. Please check the number or code and try again.
Is that the right fucking
el
number?
El número o código que usted ha marcado es incorrecto.
Oh, well. I tried to call my motherfucking peoples, man. This nigga sent me on the motherfucking Humble. This nigga ain't got no minutes on his phone. This is a minute phone?
God
that
damn.
Nigga start, that shit starts speaking in Spanish. You know, them niggas don't keep no goddamn real phones.
Well, yeah.
And keep them fucking throwaways.
Got to.
347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. I appreciate you calling in to the fucking show tonight. K100 Internet Radio episode 28. Are you still down? Are you still down? Would you stay down for your man? Not your home, your cut buddy, your husband, your long term boyfriend. You love this dude. If he get locked up and he get some loan numbers, we talk about a 5 to 7 or 3 to 5 a loan bid. Not 6 months for probation. And if you do fuck somebody else, do you feel like you cheated? He can't provide you with that service. You know
shit,
what I'm saying?
Really, man, some women feel like if they fuck, they'll tell they nigga even if they fuck another nigga.
I want you to tell me. Look, we ain't even. I just don't want to talk about that.
Tell me.
Let's talk about everything else, cause I'm just no matter what you say, I'm gonna be like, man, you fucking lying. I don't even believe you. Who goes 3-4 years without no motherfucking dick like that? For real?
Man.
Come on, man. We're going to the lines. Shay Shay, what's happening? Hey.
What's up?
What's going on? One time for the officers checking in. You know the line for a minute. You heard everything. We coming to y'all. The two callers next. I see y'all just hit y'all hand. We coming to you.
Shay, what's happening?
Shay, what's going on, man?
What's up? I'm chilling. I've just been back listening.
Okay.
So I was testing number one to chime in a little bit.
Would you wait it out for you, dude?
It depends on some situations. It depends on, for one, you know, what he locked up for and the status of our situation before he got put in there. You know, I heard y'all talking about, you know, if it's your man. Yeah. You know, I honestly would try to wait for my man.
How long?
Well, let's see. Since I dated somebody in the military before and I spit it out for about a year and a half, so I figure at least that long. I mean, at least that long.
A year and a half is long. I mean, so let me ask you this. Do you think you would be cheating on him if you give it up?
I really do still feel like it's cheating because, you know, if anybody you're going to be, if you're going to be with somebody, you're not. I mean, so if you're going to be with them, then, yeah, obviously it's cheating, but I would just look at it like, okay, I just have an understanding look. You know, my man gone right now. You just look something, whatever. So when he get out, you know, we're going to be back on, and that's what it's going to be. So, I mean, ain't like I would go try to start up something all brand new. It'd just be something understood that it's some, in the meantime, to get me over my little needs, and then that's it.
Okay.
Respect that.
That's what we want y'all to do. I'm going to give you the goddamn applause. That's all we have for y'all to do. You feel what I'm saying? If you know you're going to go out there and mash a motherfucker, but your dude, that one you really got that connection with is behind bars, go ahead and fuck this other dude. I mean, everybody got to get their fuck on. Just tell that motherfucker straight the fuck up, man. Look, man, my man locked up. You already know when he jumped, man. It ain't nothing.
But guess what, though? The nigga could actually take that shit better. You feel me?
But
when you
me,
level
I wouldn't care how he took it. If he didn't want to take it, he can walk out. I mean,
I'm just saying, but you know
what? See, now you can't have that. What is that?
What is what? No, I said I wouldn't care. The other dude, I wouldn't care how he took it. That's what I'm saying. If he didn't want to take it.
Oh, the other dude.
If my man locked up, then, you know, he may or may not be able to help while he locked up. But if I'm his woman, then, you know, I'm going to stick with him. I'm going to do what I need to do.
You know, I'm saying the other dude can take it better once you let him know, like, my dude locked up. He already know. Nigga, we ain't even know he ain't go through the most.
Right.
I'm going to cut him.
Don't even fall in love with this pussy, nigga.
Yeah,
don't do it.
Yeah, don't even get too attached because you ain't going to have it too long.
Now, you know, you can't just keep fucking that nigga sideways and got them laying up under him and goddamn really acting like, you know, you going
to
break
me. I'm talking about, you know, just stop by the house and do what we need to do and you keep on going. I ain't talking about no stay the night and all that kind of stuff.
Right. Keep it real. Keep it 100.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm just
right
talking
now.
About a little stop by, change your oil, you know, kick the tires, that kind of thing. That's all.
All right.
I like that.
Yeah, because you know what? A lot of women get that shit confused and let a nigga lay
down.
We
ask you to put it in.
Nah, because see, then they start getting too attached and they think it's something else. No.
We ask you to put it in.
When he get home, you going to be gone. That's all it is.
We ask you to put an engine in this bitch.
Yeah,
no.
We can say
no, y'all need no new transmission, nothing like that.
Right. Just put an oil change in this motherfucker. Keep it
that's
running so you can get out.
That's
you
it.
Feel me, ladies?
A little maintenance.
Yeah, keep my car.
Ladies,
running.
Y'all feel me, man? We not saying that you gotta go goddamn 10,000 miles without an oil change. You think you got 3 to 5, he's gonna be gone for a minute. But what we are saying
keep that
is
oil change frequently.
Keep that oil change.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Still take your motherfucking ass to work. That's what the fuck we saying. We
get
ain't
that
saying
oil
God
change
damn it.
Every 30,000 miles.
I'm locked up and don't get the oil change and let the engine blow and you can't even afford to get on water. No. Ain't what we saying. Not what we saying, man.
That's
not what we saying.
Hey, we
you understand? All right, Shay. So Shay.
All right.
So hold on, Shay.
Okay.
Have you ever been through this?
Not exactly. I mean,
okay.
I've been like kind of sort of dating somebody and they got locked up, you know. But it
yeah,
was
no,
a
that
long
count.
Time. It was
yeah,
a
yeah,
long
yeah,
time,
count.
And you know, it wasn't like that. So
yeah,
you know,
count.
And you know, I had a sugar daddy one time, but he did mess up. So you know, we just stayed with it.
Damn, you had a sugar daddy?
Yeah, I had a sugar daddy. That was back in the day. I was a little bit younger then and all that stuff. But you know,
daddy.
You know, it was what it was. No, see, the thing is, we had to understand there wasn't no sex involved. He just bought me some stuff, took care of me, and he just liked my company, so it was great. And I had
yes.
to understand. I said,
yeah.
Look, whenever you want a girlfriend, let me know, and I'll be gone.
Yeah, sugar daddy.
Damn, you got off easy.
I want a sugar mama.
I'm a sugar daddy. I got to get that.
Nah, Steve.
I didn't
even want all like that.
I want a sugar mama just like that.
It wasn't even all like that.
I want a sugar mama.
Hey,
hello, everybody in goddamn www.world. Pay attention. I got applications out for sugar mamas. For
they the best.
Your money must be long.
They the best.
You know what I'm saying?
I got car out the deal, some jewelry, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I need long money.
Hey, they the best. I can't
we
lie.
Got some money. We need long money.
Hey, they the best. I can't lie.
I need a sugar mama. All right, Shay.
And they respect that all shit,
right.
Too.
All right. I wouldn't mind having a sugar mama, man.
I
don't mind. We're going to the lines. We back on the lines. Yo, you're on the air with K100. Go.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Who's this?
It's Peaches.
Hey, what's happening, Miss Peaches? What's happening? However, you calling me, it's like 6-5 other people on the line that got the same thing, 11111. You never know who it is. That number can pop up. However y'all are using to call me, I don't, y'all blocking y'all numbers and shit. So now I got to ask you who you is.
Yeah, but I just call in just to add a little bit to what y'all talking about.
First of all, Miss Peaches, you sound like somebody who might have been through this before. I'm just saying.
And I have. And I have, but
it's
different levels of D boys going to jail.
Oh, really? What's that?
Yeah. See, the dude that I was messing with, we were talking for a long time. I mean, you know, he held it down for me in college. I mean, you know, so, but when he went to jail, he had 6 years. And, you know, I'm in college, so y'all already know what that is, you know what I'm saying?
You fucking off the chain. You fucking off the chain. That's what it means. That's what you fucking mean, college.
But
welcome to college. Go ahead.
But he held it down for me from the inside. If it was something that I needed, he had his people help me, you know what I'm saying? So I held it down for him throughout and afterwards, when he got out, we wasn't like that because 6 years was a long time. Motherfuckers unchanged, you know what I'm saying? So we wasn't on that level of boyfriend and girlfriend at that point no more. But, I mean, you know, shit, I still held it down for him when he got out of jail. It was still much respect, much love. But
did you fuck him?
Fuck him.
Don't call into my show with that bullshit, PJ. Much respect and much love. Did you match that nigga?
Hell yeah, fuck him. For a good little minute after that.
Damn it.
But No, when somebody go to jail that long, though, really that shit is understood. It should be by the female and the male. First of all, that nigga know that you is finna fuck somebody else. And, bitch, you ought to motherfucking know that this nigga's finna write some more bitches.
Right.
He is finna write some more bitches. Because when he was out.
Because he finna just write your motherfucking ass and just have one motherfucking source. So when that other
nigga
comes
to
he
the breaks
up
when he get
ass, off. You know what I'm saying?
So that should be understood. And me and him ain't even never talked about no. Of course, you know what I'm saying, every now and then, you know, he might say some shit or whatever. But that shit was understood. I already knew what type of nigga he was prior to him going to jail. And, hell, I was a fool to expect that he wasn't going to be talking to nobody else or write nobody else no letters. Hell, he would probably help another bitch out the way he was helping me. I don't motherfucking know. Really, I don't care.
Right.
As long as he did me, you know what I'm saying? But
as long as he took care of you from the inside.
Yes. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Don't say
you
this nigga got down.
Okay, so if he taking care of you from the inside and all that, you had a higher level nigga, had a little bit of more money probably than some. Or maybe not. You understand what I'm saying? But I think the question is, if he wasn't taking care of your motherfucking ass from the inside, would you have saved
him? I still would have held him down for all the shit that he did for me.
When he was out.
You know, when he was out.
Right.
I was going to hold you down regardless because you did a lot for me. Now, fucking, that shit is crazy. Nobody should not think nobody ain't going to fuck. Just like I said.
We know that.
But the females ought to realize that same shit, too. I know we be in love and all this shit, and we different and, you know, all emotion and all that bullshit, but come on now. This nigga in jail for 6 motherfucking years. Ain't no guarantee that your ass is going to be the one when he motherfucking get out. If he wants you to be, you know what I'm saying? You done started relationships and all kind of shit with other kind of motherfuckers. So, hey, it is what it is when you go to jail.
Right. That's all we just want people to keep the shit 100. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. When you go to jail, it is what it is.
That's all. I mean, I told everybody, man, we know, we already said that, you know, women gonna goddamn do their thing, man. They gonna fuck. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we already know that. I mean, I don't even like when women try and play with a nigga like they ain't gonna do it, man. That's what pissed me off. You know what I'm saying? Man, come on, man. Baby girl, you know you gonna do it. You know you finna ride all that time out like that right there. Just keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? But we don't expect that. All we saying was to keep it 100. If you were spending this nigga money out here balling and shit, you feel what I'm saying? You need to make sure.
Yeah, you gotta hold it down for him.
You gotta hold that nigga down. You know what I'm saying? Even if you forget, even if you get the money from the nigga you fucking now, the new nigga, tell the nigga you need to pay a goddamn cell phone bill or whatever the fuck, bitch. I don't care. I called your motherfucking ass and said, man, I'm goddamn, I need it. I need you to send me $100, man. We don't give a fuck if you got to go fuck another nigga to get it. If you was out here powerballing with that nigga on the streets, my nigga, go fuck that other little fucking nigga you got. If I was still out, you would have that nigga. So since I'm gone, by the motherfucking way, you know what I'm saying? Since I'm gone, because I had it when I was out, because I had it paid. Go ahead and fuck that nigga and goddamn send a nigga some money. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta hold him down. You gotta hold him down.
Right.
Because, shit. That's the exact reason why them motherfuckers is writing more than one motherfucking bitch. Because all of them bitches, somebody ain't gonna hold his ass down that he was holding
somebody
down.
Somebody.
That's right.
And I always know this bitch like, well, if he got that many bitches when he was out, why should one of these motherfuckers hold him down? You fucking with a hustler.
Yeah, you know what type of nigga he was, so he went in there.
Fucking with a hustler.
And 9 times out of 10, you knew the hoes he was already fucking with because y'all bitches didn't like each other. Yeah.
Right.
All that
right.
bullshit.
Right. You understand? Man, I don't understand what part of the thing is not registering with some people, you know what I'm saying? But I think I'm being pretty motherfucking clear. I think the expectations that I have when I give you the goddamn ass, say, baby girl, you really is down. You stay down. I mean, I ain't asking you nothing. You really should feel deep down in your goddamn real. I would do. already said you got that pussy fell. You gonna get up. You gonna get up. We talking about seeing the money when you can, and goddamn, you know what I'm saying? When you can, it's whatever the fuck you do to get it. That's all niggas saying. Everybody expecting you to own that pussy. That's all. You need to let me mash when I get out though one good time. You understand what I'm saying? Need to let me mash it, ladies, when I get out after that bed. I know you might kind of like this nigga now, but, yeah. Just the whole time's sake.
Yeah.
Right. It was for old time's sake, right? Old time's sake. Right? You probably knew you were
hey, yeah, well,
it was for old time's sake.
Yeah,
it was. Nigga showing you all the times hitting this shit. You know what I'm saying? All right, bitches.
All right.
I'm gonna dial. Come on, man. I said I was gonna dial people right here real quick. I just came back from a trip, man. I don't want people to say, man, I'm gonna hit you up. See what's good. I'm gonna holler at me on the show. Hold on. Try this. Hey, you see that?
I saw it when they clicked up, bro.
What the fuck, man? Sometimes the dialogue bitch be tripping, y'all. Sorry about that. It never goes smooth every time I try this shit. It just be tripping. Alright. Alright, we doing a dialogue. I don't even know if this nigga gonna answer the phone. My other motherfucker that told me to call sent me to the voicemail. See, we going into the end of the show, man. I can't believe I pulled this fucking show off. Nigga, how did you even feel for me sitting here right here?
I already know.
Fucking Delta. This nigga ain't gonna answer the phone, man. God damn it, man. Nobody's answering the call-in number tonight, man. Everybody's talking about, hit me up. Niggas ain't answering the motherfucking phone when I call them motherfuckers.
Please leave your message for...
I'm leaving this nigga
5127891181. Record your message after the tone.
To
send a numeric page, press 5.
Speeches.
When you are finished recording, hang up. Or for delivery options, press pound.
Help me send this nigga a motherfucking message, Miss Peaches. God damn it, nigga! I called your fucking ass from the fucking show. I told you I would. And you fucking didn't answer the phone. Right, Miss Peaches?
They're right.
We talking about episode 28. Some shit that relate to your motherfucking ass.
Relate to you, nigga!
I just came from fucking Minnesota with your fucking ass, and I got you live on the air with my co-host and one of my fucking callers just to mash you on the fucking air. Because you didn't answer your fucking phone, homie.
Hey, nigga, tap that nigga with that 40, nigga.
Miss Peaches, what should I do to him, Miss Peaches?
Oh, you need to shoot that motherfucker. Kill him.
Snuff! That's what you get, nigga. Now, when you check this motherfucking message, you got motherfucking 40 minutes till I get off the air, nigga. Damn it. I just hung up. That's how you do it, motherfucker. Tired of playing with these niggas.
Motherfucker.
Every time fucking... I hope that nigga hit that message you called me back. You gonna be like, what the fuck? Nigga, you probably even recognize the damn number, so y'all know nigga, most motherfuckers ain't gonna answer this motherfucker when they see it. You know what I'm saying? Nigga be like, nigga, I don't know who the fuck you was, man. You know what I'm saying? Episode 28. Alright, Miss. Thank you. Episode 28, man. Are you still down, man? For real? You still down?
Are you?
Yeah, are you? Ah! The nigga called back. He heard the message! Snuff! 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 The nigga on my line. Yo! Go in the air, man! Damn it, man. Did he not get number one? No. Damn it, man. Call me back if you can hear me.
Do another
call me back.
Let's do another dial out.
This nigga call me back. This nigga number right here on the damn line. Or did I not ever hang up with it? Maybe I didn't hang up.
Do another dial out.
I might be high. Who you want to dial now, man?
We
do another dial out.
Yeah, man.
What's the number? Right here, what? Send me right there. Hold up. Oh shit. The dialogue should be a little bit different. All right. Sorry, y'all. We got to do this shit manually. Let's store the numbers. Alright. Who is this? Okay. I'm fucking with people. Alright. Do a shout out.
Yeah. Shout out, man. This nigga.
Hello.
Yo, girl, what's up, nigga?
What's happening?
Why you on the L, my nigga? You
what's
live
up,
on the goddamn. You live on the L, man. K motherfucking 100, man. Radio, man. What's happening with you, girl?
Hey, man, what's going on? What's the deal, your cousin?
Man, I don't know it, man. Look here, man. We want you to comment on what we talking about tonight on the radio, man.
What y'all got going on, man? I just left out a meeting, man. A business meeting.
Hey, go ahead. You want to tell them?
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
All right, what's up, man? Man, appreciate you goddamn participating in the show, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Look here, dog. We talking about, name of the show is goddamn Are You Still Down? We talking about when goddamn somebody get locked up and shit. Do you hold them down? We asking a lot of these females, man, do you hold them niggas down? You understand? Are you really still down for them? You understand? And we asking them, like, look, if that's really your man or your husband, whatever, do you feel like if that nigga catch a long bid? Now, we said long is anything over 3 years. Like, you catch a 3 to 5 or a 5 to 7. You know what I'm saying? Anything over a year and a day or some shit. You know, you got to hold that motherfucker pussy tight. We asking these motherfucking females if they fuck with other niggas because your ass locked the fuck up for about 5 years or some shit. Is that really cheap? That's the first question we asking. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I already told these motherfucking bitches off the motherfucking top, nigga. We know you cheating. We ain't got to ask you. That shit just formality.
Man,
you know what
the
saying?
Thing is, nigga, don't, you don't even have to go to jail. They're going to cheat on your ass anyway.
Get that nigga some of the for that.
You're absolutely right. We were trying to stick to the script of the fucking show.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're absolutely right. Motherfucking goddamn females cheat anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Have you ever been through this? You ever been locked up anything?
Man, no, I ain't did no bid.
Oh, okay, all right.
I've been locked up, but I ain't did no bid.
Right, right. So was you with somebody? Did she wait for you when you did your little couple months or whatever you had to do?
Man, I ain't have to do no couple months. That's what I'm trying to tell
you. Oh,
man,
shit.
I'm telling you something. Hey, women, they say women, they say men, it's the dogs, you know, they dog was that saying we shit. But shit, but get what?
What it is, cuz?
Who made the men go out and do what they do? You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I guarantee you, it's more men out there that will be faithful than women.
I don't know, man. Niggas ain't gonna wait, man. Niggas is not gonna do that, cuz, for real. You really think niggas really, the name of the show is K100, keep it motherfucking 100. That's the name of the show. You really think a nigga gonna wait for a motherfucking bitch that's locked up home? For real.
Oh, no. I ain't talking about waiting on them for being locked up. I'm just saying, man, women, your girl can go fuck around the corner, come back, slap a dish up in that pussy, and be back tight. You won't know a damn thing. You won't know a damn thing. You feel what I'm saying?
So you saying women cheat more than men? Women cheat more than men? Oh, yeah?
Most definitely.
We just don't know. They just slicking us. I feel like they goddamn just, I feel like they, even if they don't, I don't know if they cheat more or not, but I know one thing, they better at it than us. They get caught far less than we do, nigga. They way slicker. They way more deceitful. I give you that. I know that much.
Now, you know what?
I know that.
Hold on, hold on. Fuck that.
You think they cheat more than niggas?
Hold on. First off, I'm gonna go ahead and break that one motherfucker say women are way more deceitful.
They is, man.
Hold on, but okay, look at it like this though. A nigga already know off top when he fucking with a female anyway. He better be careful because he don't even know if she lying. So it ain't so much on the female end. It's on our end too. Like shit, I'm gonna fuck with her to see what's going on, but I ain't gonna goddamn just let my whole motherfucking guard down.
Right.
You already know. So sometimes we keep ourselves from motherfucking being seen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just what it is. You know, when it comes to a woman, because we want to get the pussy.
You're right.
Yep.
So it really ain't the female. It's just the niggas just looking at it in a better perspective. Like, okay, that's just like, you know what I'm saying? If I leave my tool at home and I'm fucking with a female, I might be like, shit, I ain't going to go with that bitch house. I ain't got my tool. We don't have to go to the hotel or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's just shit like that. That we just keep ourselves out of the box. But, you know, if she got a nigga that she been trying to shake, then you know he gonna find out because he gonna be watching her ass.
Huh?
We just, hey, just put it like this. We more careful. We more careful, so it just make them seem like they more slippery. That's just what it is.
They get caught far less, and they be fucking off.
Hey, but you know what? No, hold on. I'm gonna tell you what. Two niggas know that female be cheap, but they ignore the signs. That's just all it is.
Cause nigga be pussy whip.
Yeah, that's
go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller. What you gonna say?
That's pussy whip, though.
Yeah,
that,
he pussy whip.
That's direct pussy whoop. Hey, they gotta get like Clarence Rutherford when they gotta whoop that pussy.
I whip pussy.
Right.
Yes, sir. Bang, 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 bang.
All right, cause well, that's all we wanted to know. We want to know how you felt about that. So you saying if a girl got so basically are you let me get it clear before I get you off the air. Are you saying that if a chick fuck another nigga while her man doing the bid, that's just expected. She ain't really cheating. That's just what they gonna do anyway. Or what you mean? Let me get it clear.
I'm gonna put it like this. Here. It's probably a handful that arrive what they do for a minimum amount of time, but. See, the thing about it, that temptation gonna hit them at one point of time. You know, they gonna be strong for a little while, but that temptation gonna hit them if they gone 3, 4, 5 years. Man, that temptation gonna hit them and they gonna give in. You know, especially if okay, it depends. I think it depends on that individual female also. Now you got all kind of shit these women replacing men with anyway. These toys, you know, that's a whole nother subject though.
Yeah, right. Man. True, ladies. You could goddamn, you ain't really gotta go get no dick. You can go to Starship. You just wanna fuck on. You wanna get your fuck on.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. If they feel it who's shooting at them, then shit, he ain't even gotta be locked up anyway. They go make him do what he do anyway, regardless if he's locked up or not.
Okay, you right. I feel you, homie. I feel you. All right. Well, we just had to call to get some clarification. We calling people out on the dial-out, bitch. We playing with the phones and shit tonight on the show. You did.
That's what's happening.
Hey, we might hit you up again, home. Watch for us.
Hey, I'm always available, man.
All right.
Hey, Cole, I'm going to be down in Alabama in about a week or two, nigga. I'm coming, nigga. What's happening?
Hey, man, that's what it do, man. That's what it do. Hey, we going to keep it all the way live and keep it 100. All right,
man.
That's what's up, all man. Right. Appreciate it.
All right.
This nigga done paged me. Talking about call him back. What the fuck? I'm finna call this nigga back. I mean, not page me. You know, text me. What the fuck I said? What the fuck is this? 2099?
Oh, nigga, your call was about like, this nigga got a
pager? Like, for real?
This nigga got
a broke as a motherfucker. This nigga got a pager?
You got a fucking pager, man?
Nah, motherfucker. I'm just high and drunk. I had a long fucking day. I'm tired of saying this shit. Fucker. Been through this. I'm calling my motherfucker people back up in Minnesota, man.
Nigga's fucking frustrated right now.
I only got fucking 12 minutes left. I know this nigga ain't gonna not answer the phone. He done got that text. He's talking about call back. This nigga ain't gonna answer the phone.
He tripping.
Steve, what's good with you, homie?
Nigga, what's happening, man?
Man, what's going down, man? I'm glad you all made it back there good, brother.
That's what's up, man. I had to match you earlier because you didn't answer the phone.
Yeah.
Are you at a fucking party, nigga?
Yeah, nigga, I'm just chilling here with all my fans. I got all my peoples. You know how we do, man. We keep up in here, man.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? It's going down and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. Let me tell everybody who's on the line. Yo, I just came back from motherfucking Minneapolis, Minnesota, St. Paul. This is my motherfucking peoples up there I was chilling with. It's my homie Trent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He on the motherfucking show. I told him I'm going to call. You feel what I'm saying? Now, hold on. First of all, you got to comment on what we're talking about on the show. The name of the show, episode motherfucking 28. The purpose of the show, the show topic is if you get locked the fuck up, you understand what I'm saying? If your girl fucks somebody else, is she cheating on you if you get a long ass bed? Should she do it? You feel me? And what's cheating on you down? I can't hear you, man. You gotta go outside.
All right, I'm gonna go outside right now.
Damn it, man.
Yo, okay, I got you, my G. What is it now?
I say if you get locked the fuck up.
And you got you gotta do some long time, like 5 years or better or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? The name of the show is Are You Still Down? You think your chick should wait for you? If you get a long time, you think she should wait for you? If she fucks somebody else, do you feel like she cheated on you?
Man, it depends on how much time it is. You know what I mean? If it's a lot of time, how much time are you talking about now?
We're talking about 3 years or better.
3 years or better. Now, 3 years, now, that's a lot of time, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? In the pen, but out here, that really ain't no lot of time, you know what I'm saying? It depends on if you married or not, too. You know what I'm saying? If you married, of course, you should stick around. If it's just your girl, it depends on how long y'all been together. You know what I mean? If y'all been together for, you know, 3 years, then, of course, you know, she should probably... You know, and the relationship good when you leave and everything. You've been handling your business at the rest and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but you know, if your relationship's shaky, you know, you don't been with her for, you know what I'm saying, a couple of years or whatever. Nah, you know, as far as we talk about it up here in Minnesota, it's like if you go on 30 days, your girl could go 30 ways. You know what I mean? That's really how we look at it. You know what I'm saying? I'm for real. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers getting them mouth sentences and whatnot. You know what I mean? I ain't mean to cuss or whatnot, but yeah. You know.
No, listen, you can say what the fuck you want to say, man. This shit is on the internet, nigga.
Okay, all right. No doubt, my nigga, so yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's how we kind of look at it up here in Minnesota, you know what I'm saying? You go on 30 days, you know what I'm saying? We get them long motherfucking winters up here and shit, so, you know, they going to need somebody keeping comfort, you know, motherfucking 6 months out the year. So, you know.
Right.
You ain't got that much time, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, right. But, you know, if you got you a good, strong wisdom or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? She, you know, 3 years. If you've been gone, you know what I'm saying? If you've been with her, you know, more than 3 years, you know what I'm saying? She should stick with you. And if you, you know what I'm saying? If you go on more than 3 years, then, I don't know. It's kind of hard.
Let me tell you.
It might be hard on you, man.
Hold on. Let me tell you what the fuck I done said. Pay a motherfucking attention. This what the fuck I told these motherfuckers. I said, God damn it, that bitch gonna fuck ASAP. We already know. I ain't giving that bitch no motherfucking out. I know she gonna bash a motherfucking nigga. 3 years? Ain't nobody going 3 years without no motherfucking sex. That bitch.
Yeah, that's what
I don't give a fuck if she told me she didn't. I know she did. Come
yeah, you here, know bro. She. Hey, man, 3 years is a long time, brother. Hey, that's what I said, man. That's our thoughts up here, man. 30 days, she's going to be gone 30 ways after 30 days. That's what we say, man. If you got like 30 days or something, she's going to stick with you. You know what I'm saying? You know, 90 days, you know, they giving you that 120-day sentence and shit like that. She probably stick with you. You know what I'm saying? Anything more than a year and a day, it might be a wrap for you, though.
A year and a day.
Yeah, you get that year and a day up here, man. That's what they try to hand you all the time. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's most you can do up here in the young workhouses up here is a year and a day.
A year and a day.
We
had one that power balling with that nigga for damn near a decade, and she couldn't even make it to the year and a day, nigga. She couldn't make it to the year and a day.
That's what I'm saying, see? I say, you know, it's like that, man. You know, hey, it's... You know, it's a lot of young niggas, good-looking niggas out here, you know what I'm saying? And, hey, you know. But, you know, if you married, you know, that might be a whole other different, you know, script or whatnot, but.
Okay.
You know, but if not, you know, shit, you might be gone, brother.
All right. Go back out there real quick and tell everybody that said shout out to me on the radio, man. You over there.
Hold up, fam. Let me let you see what it is in here, man. It's going down, you know. I'm glad you made it back, man. We, you know, we had a good time. You know, every time, anytime you coming up, man. You know, it's all on us. It's whatever.
Hey, man, you motherfucking smoke too much.
Yeah, I know. That's what you said, man. We motherfucking bunch of weed here. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. We smoking real good up here, man. You know, it's like I keep on saying, man. We be in the dark for most of the motherfucking winter up here. So you know, it cracks. You know, so hey, everybody, this is Blizz on the radio, y'all. Hey, give a big shout out to Blizz.
Right.
Yeah,
tell him I had a good time.
He said he had a good time up here, man. It's been good. The topic is if your girl got more than 3 years, you know what I'm saying, will your girl bounce on you if you in jail?
Hell yeah.
Hey, you know that? That was the women in here, son. Hey, son, was I lying, son, when I said that? 30 days, 30 ways. You got more than 30 days, they gone.
You said, huh? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what we're trying to say. You said, like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
So is it cheating? Ask, do they consider it cheating?
Hey, so now check this out. Hey, my niggas, check it out. So now, do niggas consider that cheating if you locked up for 3 years, more than 3 years, and your girl cheat on you?
You be trying to have a relationship if you ain't with the person now
seeing
you for 3 years. Why
are
you trying to have a relationship?
Niggas didn't even answer that shit. Hey, man, these niggas didn't even answer that shit. Man, they don't even want to say nothing now. Hey, after the girls fight, like, hell yeah. Hey, these niggas got real quiet, my nigga.
Hey, ask them if they married. What if they married?
Hey, what if they married, y'all? What if they married? What if they married?
Get it right when you get out. How long are you supposed to wait?
Hey, 3 years you should wait if you married.
You are being very, very selfish. If you're married. If you're married.
But what if the shoes on the other foot?
Yeah, they said if you married, they should wait.
Bullshit! I'm listening to all that bullshit.
hold up.
Okay, I feel like this. If the shoe was on the other feet, if the shoe was on the other feet, would the dude wait? I'm gonna give a dude 2 weeks. If I get 3 years, I'm married. I give my husband 2 weeks. He might be faithful for 2 weeks. He might be somewhere singing Ding Dong, the Witch is Gone. Like he on the Wizard of Oz.
One thing about it. If you get locked up, you got to give me 2 weeks. Soon as I leave out that courtroom, I'm going to get that.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying. So why y'all think somebody's supposed to wait on y'all? That is crazy.
Say wait.
Why?
Hey,
we might bring you a carton of cigarettes. I might.
Wait a minute. First of all, I had a couple of disclaimers. I said, first of all, if you was out there and that nigga was
confused,
you was a hoe, you would think all this money out here.
If you wait, go ahead.
I said, if you was spending all that man money, you goddamn need to wait a little bit. If you was spending all the motherfucking money, the nigga was a dope boy. If he was a dope boy,
First of all, if he's a dope boy, he need to have money set aside so when something like that do happen, he prepared so he don't care what's going on my end. Because when he get out, he still got money. And if he's a dope dealer, nigga ain't faithful anyway. Before he left. So what did you say?
I never said no woman had to be goddamn faithful. I don't even trust a female enough to even think she's gonna be faithful.
Okay.
Will you make sure that nigga tight got some pictures, make sure you can goddamn call home, and if he do need
I'm gonna give him a couple of pictures. I'm gonna bring a couple of, you know, cartons of cigarettes, you know, keep money on his book, his money on his book. Because now that you're gone, if you are the ringleader, you support me. Now I got to get my hustle on, so I know you don't expect me to get my money and do all of this. Because as a successful dope boy, you need to have all your money set aside so when things do happen, because you know nothing lasts forever, you ought to have a certain amount of money put aside. Yeah, I can help you out sometime, but if you go down and you ain't got but $100, then that's your ass. You're the worst dope dealer ever.
You right about
that? So, I mean, come on now. That don't make no sense.
All right. Well, tell everybody I said what's up, man. I appreciate y'all for coming to the show.
All right. Later.
It's probably about 10 of them. I bet they got, you can't even fucking see the motherfuckers smoke so damn much, nigga. Them motherfuckers have a blunt. It's like, nigga, as soon as you goddamn think you passing that blunt, that motherfucker next blunt coming, nigga, that motherfucker smoke you on the table up that bitch. It's too much fucking weed. I had to get the fuck up though. But I had a great time. Hey, boss. My motherfucking people in Minnesota, man. I was live with that. That's why the show started late tonight. We running out of time. We're running down to the 1 minute. I appreciate everybody participating in the episode. Motherfucker 28, are you still down? Thanks to everybody that motherfucking goddamn listened and participated. Shout out to all my people up there in motherfucking Minnesota. That fucking mall is huge, nigga. You never seen that, you gotta go see that. That's a big ass fucking mall. That shit got in a fucking amusement park in the mall.
That's what's up. Thanks for everybody calling in, man. I'm motherfucking Blizzard, the co-host P Reg affiliated.
In the motherfucking building, same place.
Same time
tomorrow, nigga.
Oh, no, no, not the same time. Early, 8 o'clock.
Oh, wait, yeah, 8 o'clock.
We're going back to the regular time tomorrow. I just had to start late because I got back late. All right? Thanks to everybody who participated and called in. Episode 28 was a motherfucking success, even though I barely made it here on time. How professional is that, nigga?
Professional as it want to be.
Right.
Yeah.
K100, man, we out. Tomorrow, 8 o'clock.
What you talking about? K100, spit it out your